to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not retarded.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Nah.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Nah.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Nah.
I could probably teach you a few things.
Nah.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Nah.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Nah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
She should have her Land Cruiser.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay, she's one of these broads. She should have this thing. This is what I wish for her. That she is in this van, in this monstrosity of a truck. And that one by one, Christmas packages are put inside until you reach a point when she's like this.
If you put one more, I'm going to...
So she is... Let me see if I've got this straight.
I'm melting!
She is suffocated by... You are wishing her...
Yeah.
Death by suffocation
of Christmas
packages.
Your yes. Christmas wish.
That is yes. Creative. I got to give that a round of applause.
And then she will... You know, she'll be like that... Like in the Wizard of Oz. I'll never...
Right, and then she just melts, as opposed to passing out and freezing, she just melts.
No, and she would just drip out the side door.
She'd ooze out.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I had a moment today with a lady.
Sounds like
a
place.
Hey, lady!
You should write graffiti about her.
But look what I did. I stopped the song. Oh, now it started all over again.
So that means we have to do the whole thing again, don't we? I mean, don't you time that all out? Don't you work calculations to...
Yeah, but here you go. We'll just fast forward it a little bit.
We'll pretend that never happened. It's such a good part. Down. Greetings, citizens.
Okay. Give me one more chance.
How's the CD player?
How's your
CD?
Compact disc audio.
Player thing.
And there he is, Rob Spiewak. Hi, Rob.
Hi,
Dad.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Maurice Butkus and all the ships at sea. If you crave their praise, let them gush all over you.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Sorry about stopping the record there, folks, but I'm dying to talk about this lady wearing her goddamn Bo Derek clothes today.
Mm. Tough time to go to the post office.
And you know, it was a FedEx place.
FedEx, right.
And you know what I mean by Bo Derek clothes? She had on, like, the hat. The rancher outfit that probably fake fur, but either way.
Big leather boots.
Yeah. And she had, like, a cowboy hat on, you know.
Right.
And just could not, she's too cool for school, just could not be bothered. Stupid Steve.
Type of person you want to just scream at the top of your lungs.
Others!
Oh, yeah.
Others!
Trust me. This is the Dynamite Show.
Give her hair in cornrows?
She did not mind.
No, you said Bo Derek. Is it braided?
No, not like Bo Derek in the movie set, like Bo Derek in real life. Where she would hang out with John Derek in Aspen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know.
Sure.
Hi, Donald Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Thank you, Buzz. And here's your phone numbers, everybody, to call the show. 877-365-3636. From anywhere in America, from Canada, from Mexico. And if you're listening to our gentle stream on the internet and you can't use an 800 number, you got to use an 800 number. Excuse me. Please call 800-636-1067. And the phone is on WJFK in Washington. Please call 202-432-1067. And yes, our warm stream, which is really great in a cup with marshmallows.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's available at donandmikewebsite.com.
I've been told it's a little noggy.
Just only for the season, Mike.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Click on donandmikewebsite.com and go to the listen live part, and you'll see what's happening.
Nog.
I mean, you'll hear what's happening. You'll see our stream. Yeah, and wear goggles because the stream will get all over you.
Yeah, this time of year.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You don't want to get any nutmeg in your eye.
You might get a big chunk. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
Happy holidays. Congratulations on your start of your 21st.
Right on.
And I just want to say that you guys are going to be the Pompeii of the future.
That's it. Well, not sure how to interpret that one.
I think he's right, though.
Thank you very hard. Thank you.
Get me to the vomitorium.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up? Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I've listened to you guys for 14 years since I was 15. And in those years, you guys have got us through a lot of crap on the air as far as, like, us going to war, going to 9/11 attacks. I mean, you really got us through some tough times. You got us through my father dying. You've always seen you guys make me smile, and it's just great. Seriously, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Take care of yourselves and enjoy the new year.
Okay.
Enough for the serious crap. Now make fun of some people.
Great call.
Thank you. Goodbye.
What a nice call that was.
Yeah. Goodbye, ass. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, Don and Mike. My name is Doug. I'm calling from Northern California.
Thank you, Doug.
I have a question for you guys.
I don't believe we pulled you over and asked for your license and registration, but we might.
No, you haven't. I would be doing that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, my question
turn your radio down, Doug.
My question is who did the song Free Ride?
Edgar Winter.
Edgar Winter.
From the album They Only Come Out at Night.
They Only Come Out at Night. Thank you, sir.
Johnny's less talented brother.
Do you spell
Take
your name
care.
D-U-H-G?
Goodbye. Good. Goodbye. Okay, let me just get this out of my system, and I'll be fine. First of all, I have good news about the dog poop smell in my car, which I'll share with you in a moment.
You alluded to that yesterday.
Yeah, I want to talk about it. But this today is just a pisser. Here we go. It's whatever it is. It's 12 days till Christmas. I know we're coming down right to the wire on shipping stuff. So I've got literally, and gosh, I think maybe if I've still got the thing in my valise, I shipped like 120 pounds worth of crap off to Minnesota for my daughter and for the grandkids, okay?
Yep.
So that's like three toys for each kid, something for her, something for the husband, some junky stuff that's thrown along. Most of it's this big, bulky, Fisher-Price crap that you know, Mike, from your little kids, and I
plastic.
Know
it's lightweight, but it's enormously bulky.
Like one of the,
and the packaging makes it even more bulky.
One of the boxes that's for the 1-year-old, for my 1-year-old granddaughter. I finally looked at the box. It's like bigger than a coffin.
Yeah.
This box is, and it's got some kind of fun time, happy playland. I ended up just right. She's one, so she's. I don't even know if she gets Christmas yet. I just wrote on there, too big to wrap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Merry Christmas, Grandpa Mike.
Yeah.
So I've got that. I've got 14 other packages that I'm attempting to bring into a UPS place in my neighborhood, a very nice place, because I went to the post office, which was just freaking ridiculous.
Not even doable, right?
Because
you got the whole day to spend there.
Well, there was a cop outside that was directing traffic.
Wow.
And as I was attempting to pull in, the cop said, if you just want to mail a letter, go this way. If you're going to go in and mail stuff, you got to park around back.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody from the post office was walking around saying, today is like the D-Day. Today's, if you want to mail it or something, today's the last day to insure. So I say, oh, I don't have time for this. I'm going to go right to the UPS place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You know what I mean? It's just me now. It's just money. It ain't like, God bless her, when Frida was here. I mean, that's one thing the accountant just told me. I've saved an incredible amount of money in the last 5 months. Mm-hmm. I don't spend money on anything.
Right.
I don't do anything. I don't go anywhere. I don't see anybody. I don't do nothing. So I think, what the hell? Mm-hmm. It'll cost me a couple $100 maybe. Tops.
Right.
Because that was like $120 to ship all this stuff.
Okay. See, I mean, you had it. That's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
But here's my point. I'm in front of this place, and I've got my own big, gigantic, I'm an ass SUV. Okay? She's got her big, gigantic, she's an ass SUV.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the man's version. She's got the female version.
That's right.
We're parked kind of close together. Because it's made for cars, not made for these big, giant chariots that we all have to drive.
And the main difference, if you're wondering, her SUV is all trimmed in pink fur.
Exactly. Anyway, when I first arrive at the place, I have trouble pulling in because even though the spots are very tight, she's just a little bit too far to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tight fit to begin with. And I open up the back hatch on my vehicle, and I've got like maybe four packages under my arms.
Right.
And these are big, heavy boxes, and I'm navigating my way to the front door of this place where I've already figured out my plan of action, is that what I'm going to do is kick the door open a little bit with my foot, and then do that move where you open the door with the shoulder and you just kind of slide on
right.
through.
Right.
So this is all very calculated on my part, and I thought about this move. And I go to the back of the SUV, and I get out just some of the packages and make my way in between the cars, you know, because there's not much room between the cars, and I'm holding the stuff up way high.
Right.
And I get to the door, and just as I'm doing the thing where I prop the door open a little bit, boom! This bitch wearing her Bo Derek thinks she lives in freaking Arizona. You know the type of jewelry I'm talking about. That turquoise Scottsdale, Arizona. Got a goddamn cowboy hat on. Why, I don't know, you stupid bitch. I'm telling you, I got the door open.
Oh, oh, oh.
I got the door open half a crack, uh-huh. and I get this. Like that.
You're not doing it justice. You need a sound effect to convey how hard she hit you.
There is not a sound effect. I mean, really, what it was... Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Here it is, literally. Like this. Hold on. It was like this. Let me see if I can do it. It was like...
He just threw his elbow.
Really hard.
And shoulder. Yeah, that's better. That's better. You did it.
That sounded good.
But my favorite is your description of her. So she was Aspen-like, huh?
Yes, thank you, Mike. Very Aspen-like.
So, like elitist ski country.
So, what happens is this. She, in her rush to get out of this place, and all she's carrying in her hands is the receipt from the stuff that she's got her stuff done. Ha, la, 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 la.
Right.
So, I have the door propped open with my foot. Not kidding. This bitch on wheels just comes barreling through. And all of the packages that I'm holding... all fall to the ground.
Wow.
Now, I've not done this the cheap way. I've not asked for the store to wrap the gifts for me.
Right.
I had one of my neighbors even say that that I could pay like her daughter to wrap gifts for me if I'm not good. I said, No, I can. I wrapped them all. You know, a couple of them got ripped because they fell out. So I'm standing there with this lady, and she has on like a leather vest that's got the poofy fur around the sleeves, and so it's the vest
and the turtleneck underneath.
Yeah, and it's the cowboy hat and the big Chanel sunglasses, and she just smells like a whore, money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're doing a magnificent job of describing this woman. Was she well kept, well put together, like obviously pampered, like fresh from the salon?
She likes the show Nip Tuck.
Yeah, okay, got
you. Know what I'm saying?
Right, sure. Aspen
Line. Yeah. So anyway. I'm standing there, and really, the bitch knocks me over, almost knocks me over, but knocks all the gifts out of my hand.
Damaging.
And the point is, it's only the two of us coming in and out of this place.
Right.
Now, the people that work in the place, they're standing like 3 feet away. They've seen this, right?
Good.
So I'm standing there, and the stuff's on the ground, and she says, "Wow, we're all busy elves this time of the year, aren't we?"
Oh.
And I said, "Excuse me?" As my packages were still laying on the ground.
As your eyes are boring into her, wishing they were ray guns.
She said, "We're all busy Christmas elves." She said the same thing the second time. I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, I guess I kind of cut you off, didn't I?" And I said, "Yeah, I had the door propped with my foot. I know that you saw me through the glass of the door, and you just barreled right ahead, and you knocked over all my gifts." And then she says to me, "No, you dropped them."
Oh,
and I said, I said to her, no.
Oh, okay.
"I did not drop them. You opened the door and you ran into me, which is why the things fell out of my hand." She said, and then she says, "Technically speaking, I believe I have the right of way." Now, we're talking about a door.
Right.
An entrance to a building.
A clear glass door.
Wow. Unbelievable.
No, it was like a regular door. I mean, it was like...
But I mean,
was,
she could see you.
Yes, she could see
you. So it was glass, right?
She could, yes, it was wood, but yes, it was glass.
I can tell you're in your fighting mode. I'm not trying to argue with
you. And I know you're not...
I'm supporting your story.
I'm just trying to paint a more accurate picture that it was a wooden door,
yes.
But it did have a big, gigantic... spot of glass on the top.
I forgot in that neighborhood, it's all colonial. Like
that's wooden, it's ye old
wooden
right. Right, ye old.
Now I know the door you're talking about.
Ye old asses in this neighborhood I live in. So I'm just sitting there, and meanwhile now the people from inside this place, and I've been in there quite a bit, they come out and they couldn't be nicer. The woman's like, oh, did you wrap these yourself? I said, yeah, I did. She said, I think we can clean these up.
Okay.
And we can help you with this. Meanwhile, the woman, already she's on her cell phone.
Right.
Now she's standing there, and I realize that the reason that she's on her cell phone is not because of anything that's happened with me.
No.
And she has not received a call because I have not heard the phone ring. I've been talking to the proprietors of this place.
Right.
She's on the telephone. And she's talking to somebody because she's waiting because there's a traffic backup. She can't get a car out. So she's like walked 3 feet away.
Not even attempting to help.
No, and I hear her say this. I hear her say, with her big, gigantic, long French, what do you call that?
French manicure.
Yep, she's got that going. She's got 8,000 rings on. And I hear her go, she's got like the tiniest Zoolander phone. Okay.
Sure.
You know, she goes, no, I'm in front of the parcel place. No. I'll be there 10 minutes. Oh, no, oh, gosh, no, this guy, jeez, I mean, the guy is just so uncoordinated. I mean, there are packages all over the place, and thank God it wasn't me when I was coming in with my packages.
So she's telling the story about you.
And I'm hearing this,
mm-hmm.
Right? And now, by this point, the four packages that are on the ground have been picked up, and the people from the UPS place are nice enough, they brought him inside. And the guy says to me, do you want me to bring out a hand cart? And I say, no. You know what? I think as soon as, you know, Bo Derek here leaves, mm-hmm. we'll be fine. And he says, okay. So I just stood there for a moment. And, you know, sometimes I like getting that thing going. I just fold my arms like this
uh-huh.
and just look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at her. And finally she says, because she has her back to me.
Uh-huh.
She goes, she gave me the look like, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept looking at her. And she said, I'm going to have to call you back. He's looking at me. And it's the flip. And I, you know, the phone, the...
She closes the phone.
The one, like the Star Trek phone, that just the click. And she goes, was there anything else? I said, for the record, you ran through the door when you could have seen me. I know you did see me struggling to make it past our mammoth vehicles to get in with my packages. And my packages were on the ground, and I think it is incredibly rude, and you show no Christmas spirit at all by simply saying, I guess I ran into you, we're elves. I said, you are not an elf, you are the devil.
Oh, nice. Good one. Good one.
Quote. And then, boy, did she let me have it.
Did she
then
really?
Now, it was low-key.
Uh-huh.
It was low-key. She said, like I had really, you know, somehow hurt her.
She of course. Said, she's the victim.
Let me tell you something. And she's coming closer, and I see now it's like the leathery skin, you know, from the many tanning sessions that have gone bad. She says,
this is great.
She says, we are all God's children. And she's holding her hands in this rich bitch way.
Oh,
you know, it almost looks like Nathan Lane in The Birdcage when he's trying to be masculine. She's got her hands out like this. She says, we're all God's children. And during this time of year, we want to make sure that we're all good elves. And I said to her, I swear all of this on my wife's grave, I said, would you stop saying you're an elf? You're not an elf. You're in a hurry. You're the devil woman. You knocked my packages out of my hand, yet you're making me late. You're making a scene here in front. And now by this time, this is where I call in the people who don't want to be involved in this. The people that work in the UPS store.
Oh, no. They're now, going, oh, no.
Now the guy has come out. They're like Polynesian, these two people.
Right.
These two coconuts. They and that's what I call them, the coconut family.
Yeah, coconut family.
That's cool with them.
Right?
I come in and it's like, hi coconuts, how are you?
As you begin your steady march towards Regis.
Hey, you're the coconuts.
Jesus Christ, they can't get any more Regis. How are you, crazy kooky coconuts?
So he comes out and he has like a dolly, a hand cart.
Right.
And I said, oh, you know, I didn't need that, really. Meanwhile, I really have been arguing with this bitch for 5 minutes in front of his place, and I'm sure he and his wife have said, just get out there and get the gifts out of the ass's hands and get him in here, because they're arguing out there. But I won't let it go, because she won't let it go.
Sure.
She can't get in
She's probably not used to losing.
She can't get in her mammoth vehicle to leave because someone has parked her in, because there are so few parking spots.
Uh-huh.
So now, at this point, Mr. C, as I will call him, comes out with the, not to be confused with her, which is,
right.
He means coconut, she means the bad.
Mrs. Big C.
Bad word, right. He comes out with a hand truck, and he says, do you want me to get the rest of these for you? And what I say to him is, yeah, no, you don't have to do that. Just do me a favor. You guys were inside. Did you or did you not see me pull my car in front of your location? And he said, yeah, I guess. I mean, his eyes start going back.
He doesn't want to do that.
Like, what are you doing? I said, okay, here's my point. You saw me. She saw me.
Uh-huh.
She did her packages. She was leaving the store. She was leaving your place. Did she or did she not barrel through the door, almost knock me down, and did she or did she not cause those packages to be ripped and maybe damaged, talking about ruining the Christmas for grandkids who live in Minnesota with a very sick mother,
wow,
who's my daughter, who incidentally just got out of the hospital 2.5 weeks ago. And then I had to throw this one in because I was just out of my mind. I said, and my wife died 5 months ago. It's my first Christmas without her. I'm having a bit of a day, but I'm telling you, this is not on me. I just want to know so I can get it straight with this one right here who won't let it go. Did she or did she not run into me? I swear to God, I said it just like that.
Good for you. I'm glad.
Now, she's standing there. She says nothing. At this point, the guy,
Mr. Coconut,
he says, and he's very sheepishly just standing behind his little dolly hand truck. He said, he's looking at her. He looks at me. He says, you know, it's a busy time. I really don't know what I saw. And then I said, that's fine. I said, forget the fact that I've been coming here for 10 years. And he said, oh, no, hold on a second.
Yeah.
And she said, then the woman says, well, there you go. Happy holidays.
Ooh.
And I, you know, I don't know who this woman is, and
no,
I don't know why it set me off.
I know why
the way it
would set me off too.
Sure. It was just this rich bitch attitude, this unprivileged, I belong, you don't belong. I mean, here's all I wanted from the woman.
Uh-huh.
Just like, hey, I'm sorry that.
Well, no, 99.9% of people would probably, in a similar situation, I am really, really sorry. Sorry about that.
Right.
Can I help you with that? Man, woman, whoever.
Right.
But she chose not to, and she knew she was wrong, and that's why she was going on the offensive.
Said, after saying we're all God's children and we're all elves, she said, well, please. I guess I did kind of cut you off, but it's only because I've got so many errands I've got to do.
For sure.
You know,
it's all about her.
Because I'm one of the elves.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the elves.
So
and that's why I said what I would wish is that she would be inside that gigantic SUV. And just package after package would be stuffed into the sunroof until she was really like, you know when they pack like 30 kids in a phone booth?
Mm-hmm.
So she's or that commercial, that great commercial that's got Madonna and everybody else in the phone booth.
It's right, where they all the Biggie, no.
Yeah, right.
No, it's Biggie.
It's about the phone to play a song.
Right. Iggy Pop.
That's what I'm hoping that she's in there. She's almost like having to do the mime thing, like,
mm-hmm,
I'm in a box, get me out of here. Because then she got her license plate was the thing that I can't say it because someone will identify her.
People are so
she
crazy.
She had a vanity plate?
So crazy this time of year.
Okay. Can you figure out what that means?
Yes, I can.
Look at that. You're kidding me.
No. Why? I swear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, I will stop bringing Frida's name into
this.
No,
that's right. You're still upset.
I want to let you know that I'm not exaggerating at all on this. The license plate, I'm very worried about giving out information about this woman.
I understand.
The license plate, in essence, might as well say, rich bitch.
Well, not really. I mean, but we can say what it says. The license plate says ass up.
Face down.
FDAU.
No, but then she's backing up. It's like, that's what I see. And then I forgot to notice that she's one of those people. She's got the gigantic friggin' wreath right on the front wheel of her car.
No! Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know why? Because she's an elf.
Yeah. Very busy elf.
Oh, well, now, and I said to her, now listen, you just ran into me, and it wasn't very nice. It was very, very Christmassy.
Man, I remember years ago you railed against the wreath on the hood of the car. But then, now, a real reason.
And then she said, you dropped them.
No. Please.
Now, hold on. I'd like to drop you, honey. Mm-hmm. I tell you what. Why don't you go home tonight, and why don't you just ask your husband why the freak he married you? I know why he's still there. He wants to keep half his money.
Were the boots that she was wearing, were they up to the knee?
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were that suede leather.
Yeah.
She looked like she could be on a dude ranch or perhaps, you're right, offer some afternoon skiing and tea and sit around and just talk about money and how great money is. How great it is to be privileged. Look at that man. How could you take that man seriously? He's wearing a Green Bay Packers jacket, for God's sake. Look at me wearing the finest fashions. Get out of my way.
Hello.
Get out of my way, you big lummox. With your packages, which couldn't be as important as my packages.
And she's used to men, I am sure, that wouldn't call her on her behavior.
And then, you know, like I say, I'm talking to the guy from the
store. Can you give us the celebrity she most resembled?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I can. You give me a moment.
I mean, you've described her to a T. I because of that, I think I want more. I just want a little bit more.
I would say a much older, like 10-year older, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice. So totally put together.
Yeah. No, she's good looking.
Yeah,
good looking older bitch.
Evil.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, so she's had her ass kissed her whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
And the license plate. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Come on. Not really, honey.
Anyone that would have that license plate, I mean, right there, you didn't have to knock your packages out of your hand.
No.
She's a bitch to start with.
Already that way.
Hey, I'm happy for you. You know, really, if things, you know, you've had a bad year, everybody's had some bad things happen. I think if you're right on top of something bad happening, and maybe you're down on your luck, say you lose a job or something, and you're driving around in an old beater, and you see that license plate, I'd give some serious thought to, you know, maybe getting a running start. Just do a little...
I agree.
That's why now we can never mention the license plate.
That's right.
No, we can't, but no. God damn. Face down. The goddamn... Oh, thank you for letting me share that with you.
It was good that you invented there and here.
My moment at the UPS store today. And then the thing that really pisses me off is now the packages, whenever they arrive in Minneapolis, will not be pristine.
Right.
So then, you know, the next thing is I'm on the phone with leaving messages for Amy, who I can't get a hold of.
Right.
You know, like, and my message is like, I'm sure she thought that, like, the house was burning down. It's like, hi, it's me. This was when I was coming out of the place. I was so hot.
Right.
I wanted to go, hi, it's me. God damn, I'm so mad. This rich bitch that was like, just like Bo Derek, knocked me down. And the prison for Addie, the beautiful green paper is ripped. It's kind of put back together. I mean, and I realized when I'm just rambling on, at one point it just goes, like, that's all the time that was on.
You know, you were venting.
That was all the time that was on.
You were getting it off of your chest.
Yeah. Anyway, that's... You've
made me feel better.
We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it. What the hell is that? I'm in a song.
a real song. Something like The Camp Town Lady.
The Camp Town Ladies.
The Camp Town Ladies.
Oh, you know. The Camp Town Ladies sing this song. Doo-da, doo-da. Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long. All the doo-da day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Ready now? A little hot J2J action.
Wonderful.
Here's the setup. They've come out with that Forbes.com, a list of the richest fictional characters.
You'll never guess who has come in first.
Not a Jew.
No.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, and they really haven't put a number on it, which I find a little distressing. We can, of course, ask the reporter who put that together why that would be.
Now, as I go through the list, I just wanted to quickly point out the, I believe, to be Gentiles and Jews.
Hmm.
Daddy Warbucks, I believe, a Jew. Richie Rich.
No, I'm not sure. You, perhaps.
Richie Rich, Gentile.
No, I basically say Jew.
Okay, we get
based on my buddy Rich was a Jew.
Lex Luthor, a Jew. C. Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
You don't get more waspy than that.
Not a Jew. Scrooge McDuck.
I'm a Scottish gentleman.
Not a Jew.
Mm.
Jed Clampett.
Yeah,
oh, please.
Yeah.
Not a Jew.
No.
Bruce Wayne.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
No.
Batman. Thurston Howell III.
Once again, another
not a Jew.
Yes. Yes.
Willy Wonka.
Wonka. I believe so. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
Arthur Bach. Of course, Arthur, for the movie Arthur.
I think Arthur Bach was...
not a Jew.
You don't think
not
so?
Dudley Moore. He had the whole accent.
Character I'm talking about. I'm
Ebenezer not... Scrooge.
No.
Not a Jew.
No, no.
Lara Croft.
Yeah, the Crafts. You know, I'm not sure. Croft.
Lara Croft.
Sid and Marty Croft. I think you'd have to go with Jim.
Cruella DeVille.
No.
I disagree. And finally... someone named Lucius Malfoy.
Malfoy?
From Harold Potter.
I don't think so.
Let's call the fellow now.
Yes.
And Buzz, if you'll be ready.
Absolutely.
Robbie, he's ready for our phone call, right?
Yes, David.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Rob Stein.
David Ewald is the man's name.
Very good.
From Forbes.com.
He just went through the characters, fictional characters that are worth, in fictional money, a tremendous amount of money.
So now let's get ready and...
David Ewald.
Buzz, go ahead.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jew to Jew with your hosts, Dr. Donald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. Now, here are the hosts of Jew to Jew.
Good afternoon.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hello, and happy Chanukah. We are joined today by Dave Ewald.
Where's your introduction? I thought you were going to do the introduction.
Forbes.com.
You are?
He just did it. I am Donald Goldman.
Goldstein.
Goldstein. I'm Donald Goldstein. I always ask you to write these down for me.
And I am Michael Goodman, attorney at law. You're listening to our program, and we're discussing fictional characters.
I'm the doctor. That's all I know. I'm the Jewish doctor.
Yes, you're Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And we're joined by David Ewald, reporter for Forbes.com. Welcome to Jew to Jew. Happy holidays.
Hello, David.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Donald. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on the show.
We have your list of the Forbes 15 richest fictional characters. Listen, we are looking at the list, and here's where we have the problem. Don't see too many Jews on the list. I figure Willy Wonka. I think Lex Luthor, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And then that's then after that, I think the list dries up. But you say that Santa Claus has infinity dollars. Is that right, David?
Well, the logic is that Santa brings these toys around all over the world every year. He's got to have pretty much an unlimited supply of money to do that. And you're right, Santa Claus is commonly associated with the Christian holidays.
That's right. So what about Daddy Warbucks? And now, would he be Jewish from Annie?
You know, I haven't spoken to Daddy about that. I couldn't say one way or the other.
You have his worth at $27.3 billion. I'm curious if you can tell me, David, where does the .3 come into play?
Well, you know, we want to be very exact about this. And this
of course, and I admire that.
This number comes from a very careful examination of Daddy Warbucks' book.
Yes.
.3, that's very important to my patients. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
First point, find out where it hurts. Second point, come into the office. Third point, let's sit you down. And let's get the operation.
Why are you doing
need.
A commercial? I didn't realize that this was commercial. The way we're interviewing a very prominent reporter.
Let me just ask.
He's got
him.
A very interesting seasonal article. That,
David, may I ask you a question?
What are you
a personal
doing right
question?
Now? Why were you giving a commercial for your practice?
May I ask, man?
Were you actually giving a commercial for your practice?
Fourth point, pay as you exit.
Yes, well,
it's
that's
a 4-point plan.
Well, now that you've explained how your billing works, I don't understand why you're doing this during this segment. David, I apologize.
David, are you a married man?
I am not.
You are not. Do you have a special...
I don't know
special...
why you've taken this opportunity.
Do you have a special woman in your life?
I do.
Have you thought about giving her the gift of bigger breasts this year? It's what I do.
Why are you doing a commercial?
For a plastic surgeon.
He's applying... Well,
I am,
that can be argued.
I am a doctor.
That can be argued.
Oh, all right. Excuse me, what is that I hear? Oh, it's an ambulance. Shouldn't you be out chasing it like a dog?
At least I'm not using the forum of this program to do... commercial for my business, and if you'd like that, I could. If you'd like to give me the opportunity, if you feel that you've been a victim of malpractice, please contact me, Michael Goodman, attorney at law, and I'm sure we could discuss our fee structure. At my practice, the credit card machine is tastefully inconspicuous.
Well, you know, there are a number of people on this list who have had legal problems, so maybe you should be talking to them.
What about Richie Rich? We were discussing him.
Yes, you have him at $17 billion, David. Where does that come from?
He's a boy. And incidentally, circumcised or not, Richie Rich, what do you think?
I couldn't say one way or the other.
I suppose you'd have to really do a sequel to the movie.
Yeah, take off those blue shorts.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it funny that
David
you remembered...
David is captured the spirit of the program,
isn't
obviously.
It funny you remembered he had blue shorts. Wasn't it that Macaulay Culkin fellow?
Yes, it was Macaulay Culkin who later was married and was involved with Michael Jackson. There's still no definitive word on exactly what was going on there. It was sorted. The whole thing was sorted.
You're listening to Jew to Jew. Hello, this is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. We're speaking with David Ewald. Ewald. Is it Ewald or Ewald?
Ewald.
Ewald, a reporter for Forbes.com.
We're looking at a list of the 15 richest fictional characters, and we're sad to say that we don't see many Jews on this list.
And I have to tell you something, David. I'd like your response to this. I think, really, technically, if we were going to be technical, I would have to sue Clause for breaking and entering. Wouldn't that be accurate?
I think you're right. I think if you leave the back door open or maybe the flue on your chimney, you're probably asking for it. But
I believe that if I had a chance to sit down with Kringle,
yes,
the first thing I would say to him is there's being jolly, and then there's being fat, and then there's being terribly obese.
Oh, you're trying to sell your liposuction again.
That's right. I
can't believe this. Why are you doing this?
I offer St. Nick...
During the holidays, this has been
a
nonstop commercial
I've
for your practice.
To him at a limited,
David,
at a
I
limited
can apologize.
Cost.
This is not what we do.
Going through the list.
They have a point. It could be easier to get around the globe and deliver all those presents, maybe if you had that
guest.
Please,
David,
what about,
don't play into his hands.
What about Lex Luthor from the Superman comics? You have him as the fourth richest fictional character.
$10.1 billion.
First, where does Lex get his money from? And second, is he a Jew?
Lex is a technology magnate. He invented things like the personal jetpack, the robot guard dog.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Were they all patented?
Oh, absolutely. He owns all those patents.
Was he represented by anybody?
You know, you probably should check with him. You know, it never hurts to have more representation.
Thank you. And I really think that in this time of need during the holidays, everyone should realize that don't go into a contractual situation without the proper kind of representation. We are trained professionals at Goodman & Associates, and I really think it's important for everyone.
You're just being awful now.
Why am I being awful?
You know, if we're really thinking about people, let's think about the people out on the roads right now.
All I know is if I had that kind of money, Lex Luthor money, I'd relocate to Miami.
Can I
in a heartbeat.
I can't tell you how many people look in the mirror and say, Dear Santa, all I would like for Christmas is to have a little lift to my eyes.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Is there a doctor?
I'm going to play into your hands. I'm going to play into your hands right now.
Yes?
I'm going to ask our David Ewald.
From Forbes.com.
I'm going to say, David, of this list of 15 that I look at here with all the money.
Santa Claus.
Who would be the most likely one to have had plastic surgery?
Ooh, I would have to say Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. Yeah, and the Dalmatian, the little dog.
Let me turn this around for you.
All right.
Of this list of the 15 richest fictional characters, who would be the most likely to file a lawsuit? A slanderous lawsuit that does nothing but tie up our courts.
Oh, I think probably C. Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
C. Montgomery Burns, yes, a very, very bitter man. But it doesn't always tie up the court. Sometimes it's the only way of really getting satisfaction in a dispute. And whether it's me or my partners, E. from Goldstein, Lime, Wand, Gray, always a square deal. I'd like to point that out to everyone. Thank you.
I've got my new male nurse, Spiewak, and he's fantastic. He's got steady hands.
Very good hands. I've met him. He's a very nice young man.
Now,
very comes from a very good family.
We were having one other discussion about number 11 on your list, Arthur, from the hit movie Arthur. You say he's worth $2 billion. Arthur, Jew or Gentile?
You know, I don't know. I think Bach sounds like it could be a Jewish name.
I think so. Well, let's go with that, all right? I think we'll accept it, shall we? Why are you making a face?
I'm not making...
Because Dudley Moore, the actor, was...
He's British.
Yeah, but you don't know. In my middle school...
He's British.
They
you
call
don't
me
hear.
Square Deal Goodman.
You don't hear. Square Deal.
David, was this a difficult list to compile? Did it require a lot of man hours for you at the magazine?
They are. These lists are very labor-intensive. It's hard to get these celebrities to talk about them.
Did you get overtime?
No, but maybe you could represent me in
did
that.
You type?
I would be happy to. I've represented many workers.
Did you type the list yourself?
I do type, and you know...
Do you suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome?
Yes, you know, people don't realize that office workers are as entitled to workman's compensation as any other workers. You don't simply have to be a stevedore on the dock loading, you know, pallets of concrete to...
Now, there's no need to talk like that about and women who keep America.
I am not putting them down. What I'm saying is someone in an office who sits all day typing could also suffer very debilitating injuries that would not allow them to perform their duties adequately.
Why did you make this list of fake people and fake money for
Excellent
Forbes
question.
Magazine?
Now
that'll be my final question for you, David.
David, why? Why the list?
Well, Forbes is famous for the list that we do of the 400 richest Americans and the world's billionaires.
I worship that list, incidentally.
So this is kind of a chance for us to make fun of ourselves. But it also, I mean, we have a culture that we really pay a lot of attention to these fictional characters. We sort of live in these fantasy worlds, and it's a cool way to kind of compare these different fantastic realities and the people who live in them.
That's wonderful. Incidentally, I will represent a stevedore pro bono once every 6 years for you. David?
Yes.
Are you still with us? Listen,
yes.
Let's start seeking time and three quarters, but settle for time and a half. What do you think?
I think we should definitely talk after the show is over. I think you can.
I want to mention.
You're a wonderful man.
Once again, what I will be doing with my practice is...
Now, this is a good thing. This is what we like to emphasize on the show. Tell them about what your plan is.
What I'm going to be doing.
It's a wonderful little plan.
I'm going to be driving into some of the middle-class neighborhoods.
With your giant RV that's got all the equipment on it?
And I'm going to find a woman, a housefrau, if you will, a soccer mom.
This actually brought tears to my eyes.
And what I'm going to do is say to her, how would you like for Christmas the Botox, the lift, the peel, the separation.
And a full augmentation, is that correct?
Full augmentation.
Wow. No one is doing augmentation for the homeless. No one is doing that. And you're a trailblazer, and I doff my cap.
There are others in my field, doctors. I'm Dr. Donald Wilson. There are others who work in soup kitchens. They feel that does the job. What I like doing is finding an old, dirty woman who's living outside in a grocery cart. And I like saying to her, darling, wouldn't you want to have beautiful size 36 perfect breasts?
And who wouldn't? And then they're on their way, pushing their shopping carts, but looking better than they've ever looked. And
that's
I think
what I give back.
You're to be congratulated. And David, you're guilty of being a fine guest. A mitzvah.
Thank you very much. You gentlemen really exemplify the holiday spirit.
And let me finally say that I have diagnosed you. You have a terminal case of being charming.
Wonderful man, and a wonderful representative of all the people at Forbes magazine and Forbes.com. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you, too. Shall
now that you've been on the show, would there be any way that we could get a complimentary subscription to your magazine?
I'd love to read it different times.
I'd love to have mine in my office.
I think we can get you several. You can have them sitting there in the waiting room.
Wonderful.
Let's give him a round of applause. Wonderful. That's incredible generosity. And I haven't come up with my holiday plan. I simply will be writing a check to the community center like I do every year. $25. Thank you. And thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show, Dave.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
8 crazy nights.
I love that with Adam Sandler. You know, I did work on his mother.
Yes. Really? And no one knew.
On Mama Sandler.
No one knew. She was unrecognizable.
I didn't know.
A little nip. A
transformation.
A little talk.
I do admire your work. You've done some great things, and I salute you for taking the plastic surgery RV into the worst neighborhoods and working on people.
That's what I do.
I'll figure something out next year. It's been not the best of years, as you know. We won't go into details, but at Goodman & Associates, we have not exactly had the best of years. And occasionally you have lean times. Uh-huh. And I'm certainly not going to suffer.
It's malpractice, my friend.
I understand.
It's malpractice.
This is true. Why? I tell people all the time.
Oh, enjoying
my show. Enjoying the show.
David,
let me put you on hold.
Leave me on hold for the next couple hours.
Put you on hold for just a moment. We got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see, and they'll know, and they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
And Mike, over the last 20 years, because today is our 20th anniversary.
And before you play this, I want to tell you in honor of that, even though they surprised me with this today, that we are doing this all today. It hasn't happened yet, but for you, for our anniversary, from me to you, I am in talks with Rocky Moselle to purchase you not one, but 20 individual stars.
What a tribute that is.
I want to name them all David.
That's nice.
I'll do that for you, Rob.
Thank you. I'll look at them.
Thank you. For Larry David, of course.
Of course.
Stars for Larry David.
It's wonderful.
Now, here's a tape. The earliest tape that we could find, I went through all the shoeboxes and all the stuff that Frieda had kept and cataloged.
Mm-hmm.
And could not find a tape of our first show together, me and Mike, our first official show, which was on this date 20 years ago. This is a tape. Rob tells me that the time code is February 14th, 1986. So this is
very appropriate.
Valentine's Day, almost 20 years ago.
Right.
It's the earliest tape of us doing a show together that we have.
Right.
Let's now listen to how bad we sucked. And see if we've made any progress at all.
Okay, all right.
I think, except for the fact that we've lost the whistles and we've just replaced them with stuff like this.
Homo!
We still stink.
Okay.
But here we go, from 20 years ago. Here we go, 20 years ago.
Yes, all right.
Sorry.
Any divorced people there?
Hey, anybody divorced? Yes, there is. There's two of them.
Listen to that woman.
Yeah, she's excited.
You know what they say about divorcees?
Yeah, they're
hot to trot.
Age 30. Hold on a second, will you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. David Haynes is next.
Mikey, this is the opening at the convention center. Don't miss it. Diamonds glisten.
me?
Diamond an hour.
Every hour.
Just listen for the touchstones and call in to win at 432-WABA. You supply the hearts and flowers, and we'll be supplying the diamonds in minutes on all hit 105.
WABA
32.
David Haynes is here.
David Divorced Haynes.
He's been getting phone numbers all morning writing
from these gals. Yeah. Let me tell you, any of you gals in here got the hots for David Haynes?
Huh?
Mrs. Patton does.
Boy, really a lot of enthusiasm there. She
Dave,
goes, sure.
Dave, I think you want to stay away from Mrs. Patton, though.
Yeah. Looks like trouble to me, David.
You want my honest opinion on this.
Serene.
Well, are you dating anybody? You are, really? Who are you dating? Who are you? Can you step up to the mic for a minute? Who are you dating?
This was back when the magic of our show was simply having like 40 people in the room who would laugh like hyenas no matter what was said.
Now you're down to one.
Yeah. Now we're down to one bad monkey.
Bad.
Big bad monkey.
Big-headed bad monkey.
Gone.
As the Osmonds say, one bad monkey. Don't spoil the whole bunch. Oh, sidebar?
Yes.
The dumbest Radio King Kong promotion I heard this weekend.
What? There'll be a million of them.
On Oldies 100? We're driving around, and on the guy goes, it's a King Kong weekend on Oldies 100. Whenever you hear a song by Elvis Presley, call in and win King Kong tickets. And for a moment, I was caught off guard, and then I go, oh, because Elvis is the king of rock and roll. So it's the King and Kong weekend.
Oh, they had to stretch that.
Yeah.
They had to stretch for that.
Mrs. Patton does.
Boy, really a lot of enthusiasm there. She
Dave,
goes, sure.
Dave, I think you want to stay away from Mrs. Patton. No.
It's like trouble to me, David.
You want my honest opinion on this.
Serene.
Well, are you dating anybody?
So what is the setup here? We have women in the studio.
Valentine's
naked.
Day.
I think it's...
They're not naked.
David's right. They're all naked.
I think you have divorcees in for Valentine's Day.
Betty, where are you dating?
JR.
As in Ewing, not J.R. Ewing.
Everybody's a comedian.
Everybody's a comedian.
Thank you, Sue Ellen. Now, here is David Haynes.
Happy Valentine's Day, Washington.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there in Radio Land, here he comes wearing his diapers for Valentine's Day, Maurice the Cupid.
Maurice, you're not self-conscious about being almost naked in front of all these people?
Oh, well, you know, I'm what you might describe as an exhibitionist. Last night in the NBA, the Bullets dropped one to Golden State, 109-105. The Bullets meet Seattle Saturday night. Now, the Caps were off last night. They travel to L.A. tomorrow night.
See what I mean about everybody just laughing?
Uh-huh.
Mike's doing the fag thing.
Right.
This is 20 years ago with a guy named Maurice Butkus. But there's just all the nervous laughter just in the room.
What's wrong?
It was funny stuff.
Yeah. I don't really hear a difference.
In college ball, Maryland slipped by North Carolina State 67-66.
You've slipped by North Carolina State, haven't you?
A couple of times when I went to the dorms. GW 76,
oh,
West Virginia 75. And coming up Sunday, it's the 25th anniversary of the George Washington Birthday Marathon in Greenbelt, one of my favorite towns. Now this week, ladies, I've been talking about those popular teddies. Today the tip is even better. Get naked.
Maurice.
Are you ready? Yes, sir. That's sports. Back to you, BC David.
Hey. WAVA Washington.
Valentine's Day, mild, low 24. Then what about the weekend? Saturday, sunshine, breezy, high 36. Sunday, partly sunny, high 45. This morning, temperatures, BWI, 15, Dallas, 13, Nashville, 21 degrees now, in America's greatest city, at 21 in front of 9, I am David Haynes, 105 W.
You had better believe it's big.
AVA.
Thank you, David.
Don.
What more is?
I've got a tip for all you divorcees. Can you all hear me back there?
Yeah.
All right, my tip for you guys, if you're having trouble with your marriage, try driving on the other side of the road.
That's
just my little feedback for you, okay?
What do you mean by that?
I'm not going to go into any detail. I think they can figure it out. Right, fellas?
Maurice, you're losing your diaper.
Oh, I'm...
Oh, Maurice.
Oh, yes, sir. I love to show things.
8:39 with the new Morning Zoo.
Never
you thinking? That's pretty freaking good.
You might be thinking to yourself, how did it last 20 years?
It's pretty freaking good.
You know, it holds up, as they say.
Yeah, I do, Buzz. And it's not even this.
Yes.
This is every time I'm turning the microphone on.
Right.
So it's like I'm waiting for this goddamn record to end even 20 years ago, and it won't end.
I like the music.
Paul, hit 105 WAVA, Whitney Houston, 8:43 at the New Morning Zoo with Don and Mike.
I have to say, this is one of the wackier mornings we've ever had.
I love you.
Thanks, darling.
I love you. As a brother, man.
This is gonna be.
How many records do you think we were playing an hour?
Oh, back then?
8. 10.
At the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning we were playing a lot.
12.
It was like a whittling process.
12 at the beginning.
Oh. Yeah. Excuse me for living. Where do you work, Marcy?
I work downtown D.C.
Is there anybody else there besides you?
Oh, we have a wide variety of people here. All ages.
What is this now? Is this another
back
day?
To the beginning?
Oh, this is the beginning. You have two tracks in that one really short
clip. Here we go. Let me go to track number 2.
And you got to be laid back like I was. Yes, sir. Sometimes people thought that I wasn't even in the room. I was so cool. So
oh, Bing Crosby.
Wow.
Yeah. Producer, Steve Doocy. Hi, Steve.
Hi, John. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steve. Hey, seriously, and you know, we're not serious with too many people, you knucklehead. That was really nice last night. Thank you very much.
Well, what's that?
I was playing with my dinger for you.
Oh, I knew that. Wait a minute. Let me do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Listen, it was great. As soon as it ran, like the phone lit up, we had CMP and saw 8.
Now, what is this about, Rob?
I think we did a telethon.
No, this was, and he sort of backsells it later in the segment. He did a segment where he filmed you and Frida and Bart at your house.
Ah.
Like a lifestyles thing.
Feature on TV.
Paying extra incoming lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe that.
Well, you know, it's Mr. Media, of course.
Extra large.
Now, let me, a couple of questions.
Sure.
Does Dave Marish hate me?
No, but he's here. He wants to talk about that hair comment.
Oh, Michael Marish said that he had.
Too, buddy. You did, too. Don't lay it off. Don't palm it off on me, man.
We think he's got hair, like, on 90% of his body. Is that true?
How much of the earth is covered with water?
Okay, Steve Doocy.
Hey, listen, you know, last night when Bart started, like, grabbing at me,
uh-huh.
And Frida said, don't touch him, or you said, don't touch him, and Frida said, because you don't know where he's been.
Right.
Well, I've got a list of where I've been.
It's always good to know that.
Listen to us laughing like monkeys.
Because it was TV. Remember how we used to get so excited about TV?
And Steve Doocy from, you know him now, he's on the Fox Morning Show.
Right. TV was everything to us.
Sure. And, you know, my God, if they came out to do a thing on Frieda and Bart,
right.
It'd be like J.O. City.
Sure.
Yeah, and us just climbing in this guy's prostate.
Yeah, I know.
Laughing like monkeys.
Steve.
Oh, my God.
Don and I carry that list with us also.
Where Steve Doocy's been or where we've been?
Where we've been, because people always want to know.
Now, listen, Steve was calling because we had that guy who called who got his feeling knocked out in the pothole.
Yeah, on 395 by the Capitol.
Now, Steve, do you think he was kidding or do you think that really happened?
I don't know. It sounded awfully... It sounded like a regular guy, because next week we're going to do Lifestyles of the Rich and Filling List.
So listen, you with the pothole and the filling, if that was true, call us back,
right.
And here's your chance to be on TV.
The laughing,
right.
The drum in the background.
Yeah. About the pothole.
Steve, I have to tell you, I really appreciate you mentioning my name. I mean, it really thrilled me to death.
Who is it, John Nolan?
Was that John Norman?
Yes.
No, John Norman.
John Nolan.
John Norman. Norman is the guy who works with us now.
Is that John Nolan?
Yes, our first producer was John Nolan, Johnny Metro.
Ah.
That's the radio name.
Isn't Johnny Metro what he changed his name to after he left us?
No.
Or did we call him Johnny Metro?
He was Johnny Metro.
You know, when they leave, I black him out, right?
Who was the girl that was here last week?
Gone.
Right.
It was there. If you'd asked me last Friday, I might have remembered.
There was a girl?
Yeah.
Seriously, last night. Wonderful girl. And that'll be every Thursday on Channel 4 Live at 5, right?
Your feature. Absolutely. Misfits of
broadcasting. All right, listen. Hold on. We're going to have you talk to John Nolan. And if that guy calls back, then we'll get you in touch with him.
Hey, John, you guys were great. Thanks very much for helping us out over here at Live at 5 Ski.
5 Ski. Don't go changing.
Okay, to try to please me.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Hold on a second. That's Steve Doocy.
Yeah.
a great American.
Tremendous. Tremendous. What a nice stroke last night. 9:39, and it's time now for the oldie game, What's the Next Line? And today it's a good one.
Yeah. It's fun to watch your face as different bits come up on the stage.
What's the next line, Mike?
It's amazing how many cells I've killed over the years.
Mama don't dance.
And your daddy
don't rock and roll.
Yeah.
My Loggins and Encino, listen, won't you please? That's an easy one.
I know it.
That's an easy one. 432-9282. If you know the next line, dial recklessly now. Let's listen one more time.
Question for you.
Yes.
When do you start doing the sports on Channel 4?
Shh. Oh, I'm sorry. Shh. I blew it. Shh. The secret's out.
You know who does that the weekends?
Who?
Don Simpson.
Really?
Yeah.
Another radio guy.
I could do better than that.
Let me give it a try.
You know what job I'd really like, though? You know who else called? Along with Steve Ducey, nice guy. Another guy in Washington TV's Bernie Smilovitz.
Bernie is a nice guy.
Who's going to Detroit.
We love TV. And we were nice to all the TV people.
You had dreams and aspirations.
What it was really inside of us was that we hated them. What we're doing now, the way we talk about TV people, is the way we talk about TV. We talked about TV people in the office back then. We just didn't do it on the air.
Kiss their ass. Bernie Smilovitz. What a piece of crap that guy was.
Really. Who called me last night and woke me up. Thanks, Bernie. But he called to say that he saw the thing and it was real good. Now, Bernie's leaving for that big megabucks job in Detroit, so that leaves open the Channel 5 thing.
I can see you there, man.
And we, as you know, we're close with Maury Povich. We had him on the show.
Absolutely.
So maybe I'll
just embarrass
you in this radio station in one fatal swoop.
No problem.
Baby, you're with me no matter where I go, okay?
What am I doing? Your makeup over there?
Keep Maury Povich and Connie Chung. You can be my Connie Chung. What do you say? Nine.
I say painful.
40.
Wow. Wasn't that funny?
Sure was.
Shut up, everybody.
Wasn't
it so nice that it's quieter now?
We'll go to the phones in a second.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment. You're on your own.
Thank you, Alan.
There's been a breakthrough in the future of fitness.
Gold albums, we don't care. Every album, $1 off. It's kept the records $1 off album sales.
Wow, there's a history left. This guy.
The only, so don't miss it. Free price clearance albums not included.
What's the next line? Hello?
You hop into the back seat and you know it's nice and dark.
Hey! Right out of the chute!
Right.
Shocker. What?
I've been trying to funk the
witness. Well, hey, you got some zoo pillow cases. What's your name?
We give her zoo pillow cases.
We gave morning zoo pillow cases with our faces.
And some of those pillow cases are over 20 years old.
I'm a trying to funk the
witness. Ferocious 20-year-old pillow cases.
What's your name? Where are you from? Your number one radio station is?
WAVA.
Thank you.
Your mama don't listen, you think?
All Hit 105 WAVA, that's Robert Tepper, Bob Tepper. And no easy way out. Did that guy with the fillings ever call back?
He has not called back yet.
432-9282. Sir, if you were not lying to us, and of course, if you were lying to us, we're going to come to your house and toilet paper it.
And we're going
to
take out all of your fillings.
And we're going to steal your little doggy, okay?
Yes, sir.
So if you really, really had a filling knocked out when you drove over a pothole, call us, because Steve Ducey from Channel 4 would like to put you on television.
He'll be on the tube talking about the pothole.
And take it from me. It's great being on TV.
You're a media star. Media star, star,
print,
radio, and the next thing, films.
Films, that's my next move. 9:51, Don and Mike, we have got to get out of here now. We got the marching band in place.
Yeah!
The marching band, this is our first Friday marching band. Now, next week, we're going to have even
more. Now, this is something.
I don't remember any of this.
Now, this part,
we had a marching band?
No, this was something that a lot of stations do now, where they have, like, the Louie Louie thing. They have a different high school marching band coming every week. 20 years ago, I'm sure it was not original on my part. I stole it from somebody, probably some guy like Dick Purton. We started having people come in with their instruments every week to play songs on Friday. You don't remember
was
that?
Was it a full band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Was I there?
Yeah, you're on this tape.
All right.
More people come by.
We might have a whole band down here.
We could have an actual whole band. And actually, we'd like you guys, maybe we could even go as far as to get uniforms for these guys and have them come on appearances with us.
You talk to the general manager about that.
No problem, baby.
You can do it.
We're being bought by a company from Indiana.
Dr. Schmooze.
So that's what we're working on. Band members, get ready to play. Mm-hmm. Hold on, stand by. But first, everybody in the band say, the Zeus show is over.
The Zeus show is over!
Did you say over?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's over.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no!
We're working on band members. Get ready to play. Mm-hmm. Hold on, stand by. But first, everybody in the band say, the Zeus show is over.
The Zeus show is over! Over.
Did you say over?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's over.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Remember, we play this tape every day?
Yep.
I like it. Now. Because when the going gets tough.
Donald V. Geronimo, Mike O'Rara, the rest of the morning zoo crew live from the Nut Hut. Copyrighted features that may not be reproduced. And Louis Myron Kesselberger is next.
The tough get going. Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Let's go. Come on.
Nice weekend, please. Enjoy the weather. We'll be back Monday at 5:30. And now, the marching band. Guys.
You don't remember us doing this cutting-edge radio, Mike?
I don't remember the band. I remember the Zeus show is over.
No, we did the band.
That. Still like that ending.
Every Friday we did that.
I like that ending.
The end of the week. Yeah.
So anyway, if you like that ending as much as you did 20 years ago, talk to them now and try to get 60 seconds of time to play it.
Yeah, you're right.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. You would like to still play it today.
Yeah.
So would I. Mm-hmm. They jump it on.
No, man, that was we've had a series of different endings over the years, and that was one that I enjoyed a lot.
But this, I can't believe you don't remember.
And I block the stuff I don't like.
Man.
Nice that they're playing taps. Nice that they're playing taps on Friday morning. You had to like this.
I guess that's why we're laughing.
Right.
But we laughed at everything.
We did. Nervously.
I'm getting misty too.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Hey, band members, thank you. Really, I'm serious. That is great. Thank you for coming down. We'll see you all next Friday. We'll be back on Monday. Lou Katz is next.
All Hit 105 WAVA plays the best new music in Washington.
Second rate.
Good voice, guys.
Now the first choice of party planners for 11 years, 82829. And to see videos of Davis in action, ask for your invitation
Davis
to the showcase at the beautiful Rockville Ramada Hotel from 28 exit 270.
Wow.
261-2829.
Davis.
Do you, pervert?
Hey, we didn't have our door shut.
No, we didn't.
We have not officially left. We should say Louis Myron Kesselberger, who baked some really fine cupcakes today.
Delicious chocolate cupcakes.
He did
cupcakes.
That. That's the truth. You're wonderful.
I've known
he really
him a
brought
long time.
In
his last wife, in his last life, he was an old Jewish woman from Germantown.
A baker, right?
A baker. A candlestick maker. That's it for us. Have a nice weekend. 7 in a row or $10,000 next. And now, please, shut the door.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Off to Chinese food. Off to make most of the Chinese restaurant at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So clean, our big. It's like double helpings of Chinese food.
Okay, well, lots of people are calling about that, about how much we suck. So why don't we take a break, and we'll come back as we continue the 20th anniversary of the show. See, now listen, come on. I know a lot of you listen. First of all, I know you listen. You tell us because nothing else is on.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you listening because nothing else is on, you must admit, we are slightly improved from 20 years ago when people listened because nothing else was on.
We are definitely slightly improved.
Yeah. You think so?
There's no question in my mind that we are slightly improved.
I see the improvement.
From 20 years ago. I stand by that statement. I know however bold it may be.
Slightly improved from 20 years ago.
Definitely slightly improved.
Radio's Mike O'Mara.
You have improved. The equipment has stayed the same.
The equipment's the same crap we've been using for 20 years.
Thank you, Robbie Metro.
Oh, thank you.
Well, why don't we get this? You know, I've got a snare drum.
You have the duck call?
I could get a duck call.
I got a horn.
It would only really count if it was the original duck call.
And how about you, Buzzy Buddy? Because we used to always call him David Haynes. David Haynes.
Right.
More show coming right up. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you this stuff. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Oh, yeah, right.
Come on.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I'm going to be in on this, too.
Oh, no.
Why? Because
you're a woman. Easier for a woman not to do it than a man. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Imagine that. If you sign up for the Don and Mike Show at the internet stream, you get free crystal meth. You'll never run out of energy. The show that says crystal meth is okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Directly from our labs.
Don and Mike Labs.
Thanks so much. Every now and then we blow up a townhouse.
It happens.
It doesn't really matter, though, to keep you running.
Incidentally, which one of us is going to be going to the various drugstores this weekend to go and try to buy 300 and 400 boxes of Sudafed at once?
I've already started. I think we have to spread the wealth a little bit, you know, and tell Joe to just calm down, you know. It's always these trips to Costco.
Joe is the point man in the Don and Mike crystal meth lab.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can the can the local druggist see Joe at the counter and say, "I just can't shake this congestion"? They recognize.
But what's great is that at the Don and Mike crystal meth labs, we really wear lab coats and big goggles
with the logo on them.
With the logo from our website.
Here we go, Speedy.
We give tours?
Sure.
You know, we go this
just way. Like the Hershey chocolate factory.
Except it's just one room. Like, well, this is where Joe makes the magic.
That's right.
And then Joe has the still, like on Andy of Mayberry.
Right. Two very long tables with all the paraphernalia out there and a boombox playing in the back.
Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street.
Foil curtains.
You know, I know so little about crystal meth. All I know is that I think you make it with Windex and...
I'm faking it, too, because...
You make it with Windex and you need, like, Sudafed.
And doesn't it cause, like, sometimes don't these labs blow up?
Oh, yeah.
Don't they cause terrible fires?
Yeah, they blow up
like
real
that?
Good.
You know, Joe probably knows exactly what the thing... And isn't it like a speed type thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Methamphetamine is a speed, and...
It's like a poor man's speed.
Decongestant, the Sudafedrine is one of the ingredients.
Hello?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You hear what we're talking about?
Yes.
So how are
things... Can I help you today, gentlemen?
How are things in our lab?
Oh, they're fine.
What would you require, besides, as Don mentioned, the Sudafed for the lab?
God, offhand, I don't know. I haven't researched in a while. It's like you need...
I think pine salt.
Battery acid.
I just happened to notice the phone's ringing off.
Of course.
Shocker in our listening. And I bet we're getting some of those from Northern California.
Oh, Mike, I think it's more than just a Sacramento problem.
I think around the country we could find that. But then there's the drug that makes you unfunny. That's Billy Crystal Meth.
Bye, Joe.
Bye. We're looking it up on the internet. You want us to run it in? Because it involves some really wacky ingredients.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Run it in, please.
All right.
That would be one of the times you should come running in the studio.
I don't think you'd be able to find anything like that on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I got it right here.
I got to make your own.
You know, things.
I don't think so.
All right, well, all I know is that it's the new rage. It's the new phenomenon sweeping the nation. And as you know, our goal in 20-06 is to be the number one teen show.
Sure.
That we want to be the show that reaches the beaches and rules the pools.
That's right.
Which is why we're having the fantastic Cool and the Gang, DeFranco Family, New Kids on the Block reunion tour coming to your high school kids.
Brought to you by Don and Mike's Crystal Meth Lab.
Don't forget, just keep voting for your high school.
Right. We want to get it out of the trailer parks and into the townhouses where it belongs.
Here, here.
So they were going to come running right in with that.
Well, it's Wednesday. Well, I should really point that out. When Joe uses the word run, we should all remember that it's Wednesday, Joe.
Iodine, a distilled water, and red phosphorus in addition to the
soup. Wait a minute. Isn't Wednesday, Joe, the best Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe he can run today.
You think he doesn't have to wear his Forrest Gump things on his legs?
Run, Joe, run!
Buzz has already looked up the secret ingredients.
That's one recipe I found.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Recipe.
Hey, I wanted to tell Don and Mike that they busted 50 people at one time in Spokane last night.
Yeah,
for,
you're reading about this all the time. You're reading about goddamn, I know when I went into CVS the other day, I don't buy nasal decongestant stuff, but they had it behind the counter with the heavy stuff and a sign saying you can only buy like one box.
Right.
I almost bought a box just to, you know, to feel like I was out there.
Buzz's recipe is a secret ingredient. Love.
That's right.
He puts love into every bottle.
Oh. Are we talking about the same type of love?
No, I'm talking completely figurative. You know how, like, you make cookies, they're made with love.
Well,
I know you immediately were going,
that would cut down on the explosion.
that could certainly serve as a binding unit.
I think every kid is going to be going nuts in Fairfax County because I went to Safeway this week, and it was, like, totally void of any decongestant.
Yeah, that's because of the time of year, because everybody's getting sick this time of year.
A lot of stores keep it behind the counter now. You have to ask for it or take a slip to the register.
Back with the rolling papers.
I'd like 17 lighters and a carton of Sudafed.
Well, I totally don't understand it. Never done it. But I understand the kids are crazy for it. From what I hear, it's really not bad for you.
Now stop that.
I hear it. God. No, they were just having a beer.
It's like drinking a glass of water.
Tell me. Hello, Don Mike's show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hey, last night in Spokane, they busted an entire trailer park. 50 people got arrested for meth.
Second call now in a row. We've heard.
Must have been a pretty big deal out in Spokane.
Thank you, my friend. And here we go from the intro net.
Can't help but be good for you with this ingredient list.
Okay, disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Okay. 2-liter bottle, blah, 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 1-quart jar, coffee filters, funnel, tubing cutter, go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Is that one of those websites where they really walk you through it?
Duct tape or electrical tape.
Drug making.
Ammonium nitrate fertilizer.
Ugh.
Starter fluid.
Yum. So far, I'm hearing healthy.
Two AA Energizer lithium batteries.
For the acid. Jesus. For the battery acid.
Bottle of Red Devil brand lye.
Oh, God.
Iodized salt. And I thought I was kidding about this crap. One bottle Liquid Fire brand drain opener.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything...
I was kidding when I said, like, Windex and pine salt.
But this is... I mean, you've mentioned one ingredient, salt, that was not poisonous.
But it's still not good for you because they want you to cut back on salt.
Too much will kill you.
Anyway, there you go. Let's see. So you... You do all this stuff. It's got, like, page after page of what you do with this stuff. And then what's it say at the very end? Let the crystal settle. Put the funnel over the jar with the coffee filters. God, Jesus.
That sounds scary.
You'll get high as a bat.
I remember.
That's a bat.
I guess so, ass.
Does it say that on the paper? You get high as a bat?
That's the last line.
I hate bats.
Wow.
I guess you will, dick. You're going to be drinking drain opener.
Buzz had a story a couple months back.
Why not just go buy a can of liquid plumber? Save some money. You know, mix it with grape juice.
Sure. I've tried it. The Buzz is not as good.
And Buzz had a story where they were making it in a closed restaurant in the coffee pot. And then when they weren't cleaning it very well, and everyone was getting sick from the coffee.
Oh, my God.
Because they were actually using...
All I know is those ingredients done was really lye, drain opener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the stuff.
Lithium batteries.
Mm-hmm. Battery acid.
Right.
Yeah.
And love.
Starter fluid.
Starter
fluid.
Man, I bet it smells great when they're cooking it.
Sure. Is it soup yet?
God. That better come with something more than just getting high. That better come with some other guarantee. And now here is Dr. Joseph Ardinger.
Starter fluid is really just ether. So you could probably substitute ether for the starter fluid.
Thank you, Joseph.
Sure.
Thanks, Joe.
Those of you helping at home.
Joe, and incidentally, are you at Wednesday Joe mode right now?
I don't know what Wednesday Joe is.
We've always said that you're slow on Monday, that your energy level is down on Monday, and it's down on Friday because you're waiting for the big weekend.
But
you're a little
Wednesday,
more distracted.
But Wednesday, you're prime.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've got a bit of a cold, but...
Well, have you had to take any decongestant for it?
Yes, I have. I've had my Sudafed today. Okay, I really? Signed the papers. I don't get any of that pussy Sudafed they sell on the shelf.
No.
I go straight to the farmer.
The new fake.
I'm not afraid.
What is he talking about? Don't ask me.
Who's the farmer?
You have to sign for pseudoephedrine now.
You mean by farmer, you mean the pharmacist.
Right.
Your friendly CVS pharmacist.
The farmer in the Dell.
Okay, so you have to sign for it. Right?
The real stuff.
What, just like Sudafed?
There's like a fake Sudafed now that's like Sudafed PE or something that's made entirely differently and won't help you make meth.
That's sissy fed.
that you can get over the counter.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep up with this stuff.
You know, we're gonna roll out. There's going to be a couple of unmarked cars at the parking lot tonight.
Pull over. Beep, beep. It's perfectly legal as long as I don't buy all of them on the shelf at once.
Right.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Ardinger.
High as a bat.
There he goes.
Ask your farmer.
I don't get it.
Well, all I know is from that ingredients list that you were reading, I'm sure there are no significant side effects.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I don't...
Where's my son, three-legged Timmy?
Yeah.
Psych Bob. Where's baby Bonnie No Eyes? Come here. Now, Jimmy, I know it's hard to eat without a mouth, but Daddy really liked crystal meth.
Daddy took a lot of it when you were growing up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
I don't know if Buzz knows this, but I heard on the news a couple days ago that somebody got pulled over and was cooking crystal meth as he was driving.
Wow, no, I hadn't heard that. That's
Boy,
a good
this
one.
Is quite a craze that's sweeping the nation.
Cooking while driving, really amazing.
Just when you really need to micromanage, when you really just don't have time
right.
to stop.
Right. What happened to ecstasy? It had a nice name.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little teeth grinding.
It's still
God, alive. The kids. They always want something new.
Meth is the new ecstasy.
Of course, you couldn't make that, could you? Or I guess they could make that.
Somebody makes it.
And somebody manufactures it.
50 is the new 40.
But I think crystal meth is definitely the homemade drug.
And I got a coffee can of PCP. I can't give it away.
Not anymore.
I love Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Notice the delay on some of these calls that are the experts.
Hello.
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 Hello. LSD hotline. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi there. Tim Leary here. What's happening? Dr. Timothy Leary. Never mind.
Yes, you wanted something, sir?
I'm flying way over your head right now, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call you about 1996. You guys were down in Wichita, Kansas, doing your show. And I got your autograph, both your autographs, for $100.
Just be lucky we didn't shoot you.
Yeah. He lives to call another day.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The guy to ask about how to make meth
yes.
is coming in, I think, later in the week. Captain 20.
Yeah, he'll be here today.
Sure. Well, he's not on TV anymore.
And if you want to have some really important fun, do some meth.
Important fun.
All right, get out of
That's
here.
That's a J7 reference right there.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there.
I was just wondering if the fine Don and Mike crystal meth will be available at any local Yankit stores.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No.
Negative. No, negative.
Well, tell the truth, Don. There are a couple of them open.
Well, just tell them the truth. Stop it. Stop it.
Southern Virginia.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. The Yankit. You know we have the name change coming up.
I know.
Crankits.
They're not going to know the difference.
They used to be known as 612s.
And always the same ice cream bars. That's how they get you every single time.
I got these at Yank. Would you stop it with the Yankee?
I will. I just mentioned one location. I didn't mention specifically where it is.
We are still in litigation about, I don't even want to get into it.
You can't legally. You're not allowed.
The surveillance videotape speaks for itself. When we had our line of convenience stores, the Don and Mike Yankee convenience stores.
Right. Look, I maintain we were simply testing the Slurpee machine.
That's for the courts to decide.
Listen. The girl said, well, I can't get into this on the radio.
No, this should not be on the radio.
No, it really shouldn't.
The girl said that she had problems for weeks afterwards that the Slurpee... Mike, listen.
I know.
Just tell me this.
All right.
How did it go from... we're having a party at one of our Yankets,
right.
Okay? And we had a big, gigantic plastic tube.
Party of three.
That was hooked up to our faux Slurpee machine. We learned that right away. Slurpee is copyrighted.
Right.
So it was our Slappy or whatever we call it.
Slushy.
Okay.
No, that was taken too.
Our Slushy. Anyway, Slurpee.
So that's what it. God, good memory, Rob. That's right. They were Slurpees.
Slurpee. So anyway, it was a tube. It was a plastic tube, and. Somehow we were all taking shots of it. It was like it ended up in a bad. I think she was trying to audition for like Star Search or something.
They said she could do it, but
well, it was too cold and there was damage.
And that's why your local Yankees have closed now.
Except. I'm not going to say where it is. I will not mention the towns of Triangle or Garrisonville.
Stop that.
I won't.
And I'll just mention, our generic cigarettes, I guarantee. All right, I'll go all the way with it. Listen, at 73 cents a pack, you might be wondering about what type of cigarette you're getting. The quality will surprise you.
I tell you, but I really think that our Slurpee machines were better than a Slushy or a Slurpee machine because we have better flavors. Lime, steak, and sour cream.
And then somebody had to party.
I know.
Somebody had to.
Why are you acting like I'm the only one that's guilty? You were there, too. I mean, I didn't know that she was not going to be able to walk. God.
Well, all I know is I walked out of the room and I came back and it was like, what the hell's going on?
Well, it killed what could have been really the most lucrative store opening in the history of the United States.
Don't say kill.
I mean, our slogan was going to be, if you have a food lion, someday you'll have a Yankit.
Well, listen, we are just regressing because the Yankit... The Yankit line
now.
Of convenience stores is
right.
Gone.
We shouldn't even be talking about
Listen,
it.
Listen, here are the business ventures Mike and I have been involved with. First, there was that crematorium down in outside Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah. And
which was great. I mean, our feeling was this. The people are gone. We say that the crematorium has burned them all up real good.
Remember that news story?
Oh, yeah, very well. We have a series of wonderful party bonfires. And, ashes are ashes as far as we were.
God damn, a helicopter.
Yeah.
You hired a good guy to run it.
All right, so we've got that, and then that falls apart.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Yankit, and that falls apart.
Mm-hmm. Copyright infringement is BS.
We cannot continue to supplement our incomes with our fake ID booth at the beach and our pap smear vans.
Well, they were successful. It just wasn't... it wasn't worth it every year to do that with the kind of return that we were getting. I mean, we have to think about the future.
I think from a strictly from an investor standpoint,
mm-hmm.
that until you and I can pull ourselves out from this ugly, twisted mess
yeah.
that is the Yankit Slurfee machine
mm-hmm.
debacle
Fiasco,
with,
really.
With Jane Doe, mm-hmm. Until such time, I think we should wait until we invest what remaining money we have left in our line of crystal meth labs.
Look, it's not the fact that we injured her with the Slurfee machine. It's the fact that the big guys didn't like the what we were doing, which I think they've done in every major business enterprise since time has begun,
oh, yeah.
where we take an idea that exists and we make minor modifications to it. I mean, really.
But, Mike, the woman. Think about the woman.
The woman, I think the woman was there because she was supposed to be there. It was all supposed to sidetrack what would have been a great business. With less expensive products, you have a 7-Eleven Big Bite, we had a Big Lick. Little modifications.
Who knew?
They hated it. And then there was our nonprofit group.
Mm-hmm.
We decided after Yankit, after all this litigation, you know, our Make a Dirty, Dirty Witch Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And that,
in theory,
blew up like TNT.
In theory, we'd never had a better idea. You know,
if a kid isn't going to make it, you know, I think that
give
they should have
wants.
Some adult experience.
That's right.
Give him what he wants.
Right. No, that they, somebody said that was a bad, tasteless idea.
Yeah. So we said
our hearts were in the right place.
Listen, Jamie Presley said she'd do it.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She did for the kids.
She said.
Once, yeah, that's right, Rob. Once
she said. All right, I'll be terribly upfront with you.
Please.
She was willing to.
Mm-hmm. You know, the whole...
little, as I recall his name, little Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor little guy was there. He was in his robe that we had bought him, a nice yeah. velour robe.
I stand by the idea, but obviously the proper authorities didn't stand by the idea.
No.
Make a dirty, dirty wish.
Make
foundation.
A dirty, dirty wish.
Mm-hmm. That didn't work either.
No.
It's terrible.
And then at Christmas time, Tots for Tards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's another one.
Toys for Tards.
No, it was Tots for Tards.
Oh,
but
really?
It was tater tots that we would collect.
Oh.
Because what card doesn't
tards.
Like a tot?
Well, they
right.
all do.
That's right. And again,
that's
someone...
the most recent. One of the most recent because we did with the whole Napoleon Dynamite thing, too, because he loved tots and we thought it would be
right.
a great idea.
He kept
idea.
Them in his right. pants pocket. We thought,
mm-hmm.
plus,
mm-hmm.
really, you ever been, as Mike and I have, you ever been in a room of retarded people? You could say to them, which would you rather have, this piece of gold or this shiny tater tot?
And the problem we ran into
nine
was,
times out of ten, they'll take the tater tots.
We should have asked for only sealed bags, and we didn't do it that way. So people were bringing them down. Like in their pockets.
Somebody did tell you.
It just
watch.
Didn't work. You know, it makes you want to quit, but we never quit. There will be other ideas.
There
and I will say it one more time. I think Yankit will eventually be resurrected, and our names will be cleared
not
on that.
Under that name.
Again, Jane Doe. She's the one that worries me, Mike.
Yeah, well, she still hasn't proven that you can get frostbite there.
Okay, let me just... I'll say the name because someone has to. Kathy Whiteside, on behalf of all Yankit employees, I apologize for what Rob Spiewak did to you with our Slurfee machine. I realize you had to leave Big 100.
Mm-hmm. We're sorry.
To go work in Baltimore because you are traumatized by this.
We're very, very sorry about that. It is not a machine that was meant to do that, and we knew that when we did it. We were just having a little fun. It was the holidays.
Seemed harmless.
On behalf of the entire Yankit Board of Education, we say, and Jerry's kids,
mm-hmm.
we say, no hard feelings.
Right. And, you know, still we got them left over, and they shelf life of a million years, so we'll send you a couple of cartons of Big Chews.
So there you go. That rarely happens on the show. A public apology. And now the name is out there.
We can't even give away the product, the backlog product that we have in the warehouse, which is foodstuffs that last and last and last, which I think is a ripoff.
It is.
And you got this whole distribution warehouse for Yankit sitting there in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of food gathering dust that just field mice are eating.
It'll keep.
Hey!
Sucks.
Again, for the last time, you know the reason. He's right there. He couldn't help himself.
It was an accident.
Yeah, party boy. Always make us laugh. Mr. Courtchester.
He didn't mean
that. Injure the woman, for Christ's sake. And still hear the screams.
Just having fun.
Oh, my God. I walk in the room. Thin line between pleasure and pain, Mike.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Thin line. which is why we got to get that lab up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what the kids seem to love now, and I think really, you know, we've tried legitimate businesses, so why not try something that's a little, you know, underhanded, under the table?
Because as you know, we are the number one teen sensation station show.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you can't sell America pickled eggs, you might as well sell the kids the new flavor of choice, you know?
Right.
What they're all crazy about, that trailer park drug. Crystal meth.
Right. That's it.
We'll figure out how to make it. And when we do, ours will be better. And we'll have the packaging, too.
Tastier.
And a T-shirt.
And hats.
Yeah, I mean, because everything, T-shirts and hats go with everything.
Bowling shirts.
We've proven that.
Wristbands.
Cups.
Wristbands. They love
yes.
the wristbands.
Yes, oh, God, we need, like, the Lance Armstrong crystal meth wristband.
Yeah.
What would the color be?
What color?
What's the color of death?
Black.
Black.
Black or brown.
I like it.
It's excellent. Oh, that'll be kind of good
with everything.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the whole bad experience, even with the food rotting in the warehouse.
Onward and up.
It's not rotting. It's filled with preservatives.
It'll keep.
Nitrates.
Mike, it's rotting.
Mm-hmm.
You went there and I went there. It smelled like a dead person.
Some of it is.
The Twinkies are okay.
It's rotting.
I know.
It's rotting.
Just the buns.
Buzz.
Yes.
Twinkies. Remember the whole concept of the Yankee. They were called puff creams.
That's right. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Twinkies.
That's
Jesus, thanks.
Called them in the West.
That's the whole problem you used to have.
It's Host Ness.
Mm-hmm.
John and Mike's Host Ness. Nest
puff cream.
Cupcakes, yeah. Or yes,
puff
or do not Hostess.
No, Host Nest. Mm-hmm. Host puff creams.
Host Nest.
Right.
Host Nest.
Nest.
That's how you get around these things.
Right. And it was not Little Debbie. It was Little Savannah.
Rob's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different picture. Totally different.
Slightly older girl.
Uh-huh.
But I thought a much better marketing.
She looked kind of like Mrs. Butterworth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in that Land O'Lakes Indian pose.
Don's idea.
Showed it all.
The good one. The one where you had to, like, use scissors.
Make her look like she is topless. Topless Indian girl.
The products we had, God, all just as good.
Okay, well,
taste just as yummy.
Listen, Ron Popeil, we got a break.
I know we
I'm
do.
I'm sorry, Mike, this right now is how we're paying our bills.
I won't bring it up again. It was the caller that brought it up, and right. I'm sorry. It got me a little nostalgic for our former stores.
Okay, again, don't blame me. Don't blame yourself. Blame Mr. I can't control my urges when I'm around a beautiful disc jockey.
No more visit your participating YI.
No.
No way.
There he is. I got madman with that slurfy tube.
And you know, right before we were going to debut the fantastic snack food that I think seriously would have blown Cheetos out of the water.
I forgot. What was it?
Parts. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's more coming up with Birth of Blood, Daniel Rodriguez, The Color Purple, and Bob Zaney, so stick around.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The great Ed McMahon is ready to talk to us. So before we start screaming about how and if the weather guys are...
I don't want to play that. I want to play this for Mr. McMahon.
I don't know if Ed knows that we fancy his singing.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy.
There it is. It's really an honor to finally have him on our show.
Boy, it sure is.
The author of the book, Here's Johnny, here's the great Ed McMahon.
Let's give Ed a round of applause.
You hit me right between the eyes. Thank you. I know why you dumped the theme. You hit me right between the eyes. Thank you. I know why you dumped the theme. Not that you'd ever do that.
No.
But with the restrictions of time, you wanted to get right to the meat and potatoes, and
there you are, singing Georgie Girl.
I want to know where you're sitting, because I want to try to look that way when I'm talking to you. Where is Don sitting?
Give me a rough idea.
It would be 11 o'clock.
I'm on your right.
About 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Probably closer to me. I know how he acts, you know, he wants to get near the big stars.
Dom would be...
I understand that.
Dom would be
about... a big star, but I'm filling in while they get here.
Five
but
after...
Don is on my right.
Yes.
And where is Mike?
I'm on the left, Ed.
On the left.
I'm on the left. At about, I'm at about 2:30.
What's that?
I'm at about 2:30.
2:30. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Okay.
All right.
And Ed, well, I'm all set. I can look wherever I have to look when I need to look. Well, I'll answer your question, Don. What was it?
Well, the first question would be, as we go back to the 1963 album, and me, I'm Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Well, now, what song are you playing from that album now?
It's another beautiful
each
one.
Each time I see a little girl of five or six or seven.
Oh, it's my daughter, right?
Yeah, thank heaven for little girls.
Oh, I so glad to have a song in there about Claudia. So I get track of that. You know, you've got the album. I haven't seen the album in years.
Huh.
And unfortunately, I don't know that album. But, you know, I did it a long time ago.
You remember singing it, though, right, Ed?
Certainly.
Would you like us to send you a copy of the album?
Are you trying to, you know, I wouldn't say a terrible word like ridicule.
No.
All right. You got,
Ed? We have, over the years, Ed, we have to tell you the way this show works. Over the years, we have collected very obscure songs sung by celebrities, and whether it's William Shatner, whether it's you, and we love him, whether it's Leonard Nimoy, we have all this stuff, and we just wanted to know whether you remembered recording that or singing that.
I'll list some of the things I remember from the album.
Okay.
In fact, remember is one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Try to remember. Let me see what else I have. Oh, there's one I really loved that was in there. If you've got a cut of this, I'll take my chances and see if the audience likes this.
Okay. All right.
All right.
What is it?
Let me get the title. Wait a minute. girl in the world, the most beautiful. The most beautiful girl in the world. Do you have that cut?
Give us a moment.
All right.
All right, do you have it, Rob?
Give us a moment.
Some time. I have about 10, 15 minutes.
We've got the record.
We have to go to a station break.
I hope it's time enough. If it's not, screw it. Ed, we didn't do it to give you a hard time.
Ones that you might have some fun with. No, all right.
You know what it's like?
I'm ready, but I'll stand my ground on the most beautiful girl I think in the world. Oh, okay, I'll stand my ground on that.
It's like when you have...
A little shaky. It was late at night. We had this big band. I can't go into it right now.
That's great.
We're joined by Edward Leo McMahon.
I love it.
Leo Peter McMahon. If you're going to get my name...
Is that your confirmation name?
Edward? No, my confirmation name was Peter.
Peter, so it's Edward
so
Leo
it's
Peter
Ed
McMahon.
Leo McMahon.
Okay, wonderful.
So I became Edward Leo McMahon Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So confirmation came along.
Right.
I had to get a name.
Right.
What name would I get? Now, you're going to... Are both of you guys sitting down?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay, for the
I
purpose,
love
I am.
Coincidences. Some people call them omens. You know, something good. A good thing is going to happen because it's a good omen.
Right. Okay.
All right. Follow me now. If you have time.
yeah, we have time. As much time as you want, Ed.
You can stay on the show all day. We'd love to have you.
Here we go. Edward Leo McMahon.
Right.
Became Edward Leo McMahon Jr.
Okay.
Me. My father was Eddie. You know, no one ever called him Ed.
All right.
Eddie. I was grew up with two names. Edward, when my mother needed me right away, because I, you know, backed the car. I was younger than that. I knocked the milk off the counter. Whatever it was, Edward.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't... Edward was okay. I liked Ed. I didn't want to be Eddie.
Glug, glug.
So here we are. Edward Leo McMahon Jr.
Right.
Confirmation comes along. I got to get a confirmation name.
Okay.
Instead of taking Leo, but that's my father's confirmation name.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I take something else?
Right.
Now, you know that on the next to last show, Johnny said, I hope you guys are really bright. You'll get this.
Okay.
Johnny said, this is my rock. I wouldn't have been able to do this show for the past 30 years without this man sitting here, my rock. Now, I'm going to take you back to my name. And if you can, no, I can't offer the $10 million because that would be too much.
Yeah.
I'd like to sneak it out, but I can't.
Offer us a dollar if we can solve this puzzle.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
My confirmation name that I've been doing this a long time today.
Right.
Confirmation name that I selected was Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His rock. I can't get what age I was. I don't know. I'm now almost 83. I don't know what it was. Wait, let's see. Is there somebody there that can help you?
Rob?
All right.
Do the math.
All right.
92 from 2000 and almost 6. Yeah, 2006, and then I'll tell you how old it was, but it's not important.
Okay, Rob, what is 90?
You see the relationship between Peter, I know you do, but he called me the Rock on the next to the last show was not the last show. It was the last show, but the next to the last show was the last show with guests, Bette Midler and Robin Williams, and that was the only two guests.
Right.
I was there, Doc was there, we were all there.
What is the significance of the Rock?
What's that?
What is the significance of The Rock and Peter? I'm trying to make that connection.
You can't get the significance of The Rock and Peter. I guess you're doing this for the audience. All right.
Is it because they're hard?
What's that?
Is it because, hard?
No. I have to help you now. You're just playing around with me.
Okay.
know that.
No, we're not. We're just trying to figure it out. You don't know.
St. Peter. Whatever your religious persuasion is,
right.
It's historically, apparently, as true as anybody can ascertain, that... You know, that Jesus, God, whatever you want to call it, it's something up there. Nowadays we'd say a mechanical, chemical thing from up high that helps us find whatever we're doing. But in the old days, in yesteryear, they said, God, you can't say anymore, you can't even get a Christmas tree.
Right.
I was at the Grove the other day, the Grove to see a movie with my little niece, and I was like, it is a movie place. I look up, there's a square reef.
Square
next
reef.
A triangle.
Square reef.
The following year, it'll be a stick. Stay with me, guys. I'm going to get there, okay?
Okay. You take all the time you need.
Jesus turned to Peter in biblical times and said, you are my rock. And upon this rock, meaning you, I shall build my church. That may be apocryphal. I don't know.
Okay.
But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anything about it, so it must have happened.
Now we understand it.
You got it now?
Now it makes sense.
It
was foretelling.
Yes.
Yeah.
As Johnny once said to you.
It was an omen.
You really think you're fooling anybody with this?
It was a happenstance that seemed kind of familiar.
Familiar.
Right. I tell you guys, you got me off on a tangent.
Well, dude,
want to go back to the album? Let me see if I can remember a song for
you. No. Ed, as long as we've got you here, before we talk about your book, here's Johnny.
Yes.
Memories of Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show.
I've gotten through about half of it. It's a great book. It's really wonderful to read.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that, guys. And, you know, it's the end of the day. I'm kind of tired. I'm going back to my hometown right after this.
You're going back to...
Interview in Detroit. I was born in Detroit.
See, that's not in the book, I don't think. You were born in Detroit?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't put that in the book. It has nothing to do with Johnny. I was born in Detroit. Got to be born somewhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you think is my last interview of the day? I've done 20 so far. I have 21 to do. The last interview of the day is Detroit.
Oh, good.
Your hometown.
Detroit, the last interview. Guys, you've got to see if there's a dictionary around the studio. See, look up the word omen, then look up the word coincidence,
right?
And then get a book. And if you could learn anything about it, nobody knew his last name. He was Saint Peter.
Saint Peter. We're still on the rock.
Everybody knew Peter,
right?
Everybody knew Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they didn't see Saint Peter and the Rock.
Saint Peter and the Rock.
Next time I talk to you, if you don't know that. If you haven't figured this out,
we're in big trouble.
And I can't talk to you the third time.
All right, Ed, I promise we will figure that out between now and the next time.
I believe in omens. A lot of people don't, but I do.
Okay, we do too.
Okay. You know, all these little packages you want to play and everything else. I'm trying to give you stuff that might be as good as the bag. I don't know.
No, we
I've got a few more minutes, but now it's your turn. I'll shut up.
You're on the show to talk, Ed.
If you want to just continue this open dialogue, go ahead.
We will let you talk about anything you want to talk about, Ed.
What's happening, Ed?
I'm confused because on my sheet I have Don and Mike slash... Don and Mike Show. All right.
Ed, don't worry about the sheet, Ed.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Screw the sheet.
You know, I know you're doing a lot of this, but we are first and foremost fans of the greatest late night show in the history of television. And really, the one thing I wanted to say, and you can talk about anything you want, Ed, but I wanted to say thank you for all those years of great entertainment. Because if nobody's telling you that today, I sure hope they are, because you certainly deserve it after all those wonderful years.
I won't say another word until you're finished.
And if you could, on a personal note, talk to my buddy Mike. Now, in about a week, Mike and I will have celebrated our 20th anniversary of doing the stupid radio show together.
That's correct.
I have your gift. Are you ready?
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Man. Oh, wow. Save that. Wow. Wow. Save that, guys.
Wow. That's Boner City.
That's great. I love that. I love it.
Now, Ed, thank you for that. Here was the point I was going to get
to. How much mileage I've gotten out of that? I used to do it only on special occasions.
Right.
Only with special guys like you are.
Sure.
Right.
Only occasionally, because I didn't want to steal anything from the show.
Right.
Now, the show, Doc and I are the show. So I can use it. I tell you what I'm doing. When I'm doing these book signings around the country, people come up with these phones. You know, the phone, it's everything. You know,
picture phones.
You know, you take a picture.
Yes.
Call your mother. Call your wife. I won't be home right away because I stopped with the guys for a couple of drinks. Whatever. You do everything. And then it'll take your picture. Next year, you'll be able to send a fax on that thing. You now can get email on some of them. Finally, they'll make the phone that'll have everything. It'll be in your thumbnail. So people will be taking pictures of celebrities, not me, because I've got other plans, but they'll be taking pictures of celebrities with their thumbnail.
Wow.
Imagine what that's going to be like.
Remember, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Ed predicts the future.
The thumb phone.
Thumb phone.
Right.
I bet you...
Thumb phones, they hand it to me and they say, would you say hello to my sister, Arlene? And I said... I absolutely will not. Give me the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this routine.
Right. Here's Arlene.
Well, for 2 seconds, I made that woman feel real good, or that girl, or that lady. And I can tell he feels good, because I give him a fast glance. And before he can say a word, I knew he thought that was pretty great.
Yeah. Sure, it is great.
So we are. You kids will play that tape every day.
We love it.
Can I ask you 2 personal questions?
Sure.
Okay. First... Do you still have a Christmas tree in your home year-round?
No, I don't. I was growing. It wasn't in the house. It was growing outside. But I was able to say it's my Christmas tree because, you know, it was right outside the window and it was lit up all the time. It didn't have decorations, but it had, you know, colorful lights. So you always felt good. And I have time to tell you about what I stole from somebody else.
Sure.
To steal.
Sure.
But I once visited the home. Oh, you'll never get this. I don't believe it. You have to call your grandfather. But Harold Lloyd was a great comic in the silent film days. And I went to his home. He had a beautiful home. It's still there. Different people have lived in it. But I was doing a commercial there. They got permission to do this commercial. And I wandered down the hall on a break. You know, you get a minute and you want it.
Right.
And I look in a room and I see a Christmas tree, fully decorated, fully lighted, right there. There it was. I said, what in the world are they doing? They must be shooting a Christmas show for 6 months from now. So it kind of caught my eye and caught my mental eye. And I said, you know, there's a fully decorated Christmas tree in that little room down the hall. Not little, let me tell you, this guy knew how to live. So I said, in that room down the hall, it was little compared to the other rooms, let me put it that way. And they said, well, Harold Lloyd likes to celebrate Christmas every single night. So what he, I hope I'm not revealing a secret. I don't think I am.
No.
Anyway, he said, it's too long ago, nobody even remembers.
Right.
Before, so it's okay. If one of his relatives is listening, I'm awfully sorry. Anyway, so what it was, at the end of the meal, he'd say, would you like to have some brandy or anybody wanted to stay? He'd be entertaining. And one way, if they wandered down, you know, he'd just walk about, oh, let's go in here. And he'd open the door, and there, all of a sudden, there was a Christmas tree. I don't care if it's, you know, Pearl Harbor Day, like today, July 7th. If I opened the door and you saw a Christmas tree, now you do because it is December.
December,
but
right.
It was a terrible time. Like, I said July 7th. I know it's December 7th. So if I said, you want to come in here for a minute? I need to talk to you. And you walked in and saw a Christmas tree, you'd feel better than you did when you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mad at me.
Amen.
Even if you're going to punch me out.
True.
Even if you want to attack me, you come in the door, I invited you in, and you see a Christmas tree. that'll stop you dead in your tracks.
Okay, thank you for answering that. I had one other serious question.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It takes so long. I know.
No,
go ahead.
Ed,
we just want to get our questions in here.
Ed,
use it. It'd be nice, a refresher in June.
Talk for an hour. I mean, as long as you like.
Ed, you can stay on this show as long as you want.
Coming in, I'm not sure. So now I may have to leave you. But ask me your last serious question.
Okay. And it's about Johnny. That right after Johnny Carson passed, I saw you on TV, and I thought that all the stuff that you said was fantastic, that you outlined your relationship with Johnny the way that it was, that you were close, but you weren't really close, and who really could get close to Johnny Carson.
Right.
Can you tell me now, because I get conflicting things before I read your book, you know, to look at it, it's like, oh, it's all of Ed's inside stories about being buddy-buddy with Johnny. I don't know if anybody was buddy-buddy with Johnny.
No.
How buddy-buddy were you with him, and do you think...
And did it change over the years? Were you closer when you... Obviously, in the book...
I answer that quickly.
Okay. Thank you.
In not a fresh way, but in a historically true way, and then I can answer it softly.
Okay.
In the true sense, I was with him a lot between marriages.
Right.
When everything was going great at home, I didn't see him.
Okay,
so I didn't see him toward the end of his life because everything was going great at home.
All right.
Is that the most...
I think that explains that. Now, in the more softer, more true, real kind of thing, Johnny Carson trusted me.
Yeah.
He knew I wouldn't do anything wrong that had to do with him. And he was always that kind of guy that... He just trusted. Once he knew he could trust you, he couldn't wait to see you. Now, he couldn't see me all the time. He would call me and say, can we have lunch? I wouldn't bother him. I didn't have to.
Understood.
Whenever he wanted to have lunch, he'd call me.
Understood, Ed.
That lunch I had was on his boat. He saluted me when I left, and it was wonderful. Did I answer it properly?
Yeah, you did. The first answer was the most honest one, and I can relate to that with Mike. Listen, this is what I was going to get to with Mike.
Okay.
But I've worked with Mike for 20...
We could talk another time, because you guys are good, and I want to talk to you again.
Oh, do you have to go?
Do you have to run, Ed?
Yeah, I do. They're flashing me.
Ed, Ed, if there's a chance when you're done with all this book stuff, we'd love...
Go back to the city of my birth, Detroit, Michigan.
All right.
I was scheduled at 12:25, a minute from now.
Okay, no problem, Ed. Thank you, Ed.
On another day.
Please come back. Yes.
People are now, you know, saying, oh, it's in paperback. It didn't do well.
Please do come back on another day.
Please come back on the show.
Fall after Christmas. And by the way, have a lovely Christmas.
Same to you, Ed.
Merry Christmas to you, Ed.
Ed McMahon.
Everybody in the right mood.
Okay.
I got to go to Detroit, guys. Thanks, Ed.
Bye, Ed. Bye, Ed. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was our interview with Ed McMahon.
That might be.
Hey, congratulations to you for at least getting two questions in.
Yeah. I'm not blowing smoke here. That might be just the most riveting 20 minutes of radio that I've ever heard. If I was listening, I would have pulled my car off on the side of the road and thought,
right,
what the frig is going on with Ed?
Question for everybody in this room right now.
All right. Yes.
Yes. Now hold on. 83 or booze or what I think a combination of both.
I do too. I think maybe he's just had lunch.
Yep.
He's very tired.
He's tired. Right.
He's had a couple.
I think he's had a couple. I agree with Rob. I don't think all booze. I think because it was a combination of that, you know, the old man thing where he goes, man, you know what? I only have one feeling. I want to get him on again.
We will. And you know,
I got about 3 million questions I'd like to ask the guys.
I'm going
to
go home and copy that album for him. And that'll give me a reason to send something to him. And he can hear that song he likes so bad.
And I don't care if he's done the thing for Arlene or if he's doing it for every one of the people that interviews him today. I like the ears. You know,
is that greater what?
He hardly slurred.
No, and he did not even, I mean,
did you see how quiet we got when he did that? Because we knew we were going to use it.
Yes. He didn't even mention the book. I haven't mentioned the book.
Right.
There's a book?
Yeah, that's what tells me that.
Hey, I'm sorry, the whole Peter thing, where the hell was that going?
And it kept going.
Yeah. What that was about. I thought they... You guys are intelligent. You know about Peter. Peter and the Rock.
Well,
hard. They're both hard. That was all I could come up with.
You know, seriously, I see the future.
You?
I'm going to sound like that at family reunions down the road.
Now, this is what I was trying to get to him with you.
that to tell him that you and I have been together 20 years.
Yes.
And not that I'm Johnny and not that you're Ed.
Yeah, but there are, you would agree that there are similarities.
Yes, and there was a time when you would get pissed when someone would say you're a sidekick.
Sidekick or Ed McMahon, when I'd get that, I would always get angry.
Right, so I know you're past that now.
Yeah, I'm now familiar with it. Ed likes to say second banana, and I like that.
And I thought that you and Ed could bond on that.
Right.
And then when he said the thing about
you would agree
he was friends with Johnny throughout his divorces.
Right.
I was like, boy, I was thinking, you know, between the ups and downs of you and I, not that we've had ups and downs, but we have times when we are closer and when we're not closer. And,
usually
and
when we have to circle the wagons is when we, you know, on a variety of different things, that's when things get closer. But it was interesting. It was very interesting to hear, Ed. Did everybody come away from it, even though we didn't get a word in edgewise, didn't get a lot of questions, I came away liking the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Loving him.
I'd love to sit like in a bar with him. I really would.
And Buzz?
Yes.
I wrote this down on my cheat sheet. Another thing I wanted to ask him.
Yes?
When he talked about the Christmas tree, he said fully
lit.
He
said it was lit. Yes.
He should say,
lighted?
It was an occasion when he should have said, in my opinion, lighted instead of lit.
You know, I have researched that after yesterday's controversy. Pardon the use of that word. But after yesterday's controversy, I did look it up, and they are, at least in modern usage, interchangeable.
Yeah,
you can use either one, and you're correct either way.
So
and the tree was lit or the tree was lighted?
Either one. Cigarette, lighted, or lit.
After lunch, was Ed lighted or was Ed lit?
Ed was lit.
There's only one word for that.
You know, we didn't get to one of my favorite tapes where he and Johnny are arguing, and he's obviously plowed on the Tonight Show.
So the greatest tape is the one where he's loaded, and they're talking about
I did say to Ed, I did say, and that was with the microphone open.
Right?
Yeah. Do you think you're fooling anyone?
I don't think he heard
that. That was fantastic.
But, you know, they talk about the early time together. When they first started working together, there's a lot of they went to Sardi's in New York a lot, and it's always this comment about, one of the jokes they had, the private jokes between them, was Gordon. Where they would use Gordon because it was Gordon's gin, or maybe even Gordon's vodka at the time that they used to like drinking.
But there was a lot of the same tone when he was trying to tell us about Peter and the Rock that he would get when he got upset with Johnny in that tape. When he said, "You're trying to upset me."
You know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world. And
compare this.
We've had this young lady on the show very often.
Now, you just heard Ed McMahon live in the year 2005.
Right.
Let's just say from like 1969. Listen.
From the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years, she's been appearing with us.
9 years. About 9 years.
Right, sounds the same already, doesn't it?
Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
9.
Yeah. 9. Good, thank you.
Some of the animals... Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Wonder how he's doing in Detroit right now.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions and little baby lions were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, John Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. John is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, that was a pretty tight interview. That's all I wanted to say. This is Bill from the most illiterate city in America. I wish Buzz was my dad sometimes because he's a pimp and Don and Mike kicked out.
Whatever, it was something about, I think he wishes Buzz was his dad.
Nothing along those lines.
He loves the Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops. Don't thank us for that interview.
Hello.
Thank Ed.
That's right.
Hello.
Thank Augie Bush. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Way to make it Buzz.
Hey, Ed was comparing himself to The Rock because Jesus in the Bible said that Peter would be the rock that he would build his church on. So basically he was comparing Johnny to Jesus and himself to St. Peter.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Okay, we got that.
That means he holds Johnny in the highest possible regard.
Right. Yeah.
And that means when we go to heaven, we'll be met by Ed.
That's okay. And also, I'm glad that I got to ask him, because I did think that in the promotion for the book that it was coming off as they were buddy, buddy, buddy. But he said they really weren't buddy, buddy, buddy.
No. No, he's real honest about that. In the book, he talks about the early days, and then that was pretty funny what he said about between marriages.
Yes.
I mean, that really was
and true.
Funny. And he does talk about the last time that they had lunch together, too.
Yeah. Saluted me.
He saluted me on the Serengeti.
Donna Mike's.
Johnny's boat.
It's the Rock. You guys know about St. Peter.
It took him a long time to get there.
Hello, Donna Mike's show. Hello.
Is there an outside chance we could get Ed on in the next hour?
I think he might be calling back right now. Hello? Oh, this is just some guy that's got his radio up way too loud. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes, it's you. Yes, focus. Come on.
Another guy with the radio up too loud.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you I'm still laughing my butt off about that Harold Lloyd joke. Christmas tree all the time? Ed, that's great, great Hollywood stuff. Harold Lloyd?
I'm with you.
My confirmation name was Peter. Edward Leo McMahon, Peter Jr.
Not in my show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
That was the most incredible interview I've heard in ages. I hope you put that on the website.
Oh, yeah, that'll be on the website today.
I totally need that. That was awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't mind.
I'm just craving more.
Yeah.
I want more, Ed.
Yes, please.
I want more. Maybe we can just find some guy that's had a few drinks at lunch.
We have to get more tired, boozy, end of the day,
yes.
Done 15 interviews, ready for his... Guess where I'm from?
Detroit! Milestown!
Don and Mike show.
Motown.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'll drink to that.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you know, I'm wondering whether I'm drunk, because I think understood what Ed was talking about when he was talking about The Rock and Peter and all.
Well, everybody's calling to explain it now. We finally have had it explained to us.
Many biblical scholars have called us to tell us exactly what he meant.
That simple sentence, Johnny was Jesus.
Johnny's Jesus.
That's a funny thing about it. That's what I thought where he was going with it, you know? And boy, wouldn't that sell some books.
Johnny was Jesus.
I want you to go into your studio and find a dictionary.
Right.
And I want you to look up the word omen.
Hey, the most beautiful girl in the world, but we don't have it, do we?
I have it at home.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 I want to talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, I missed the interview. Can you play it again?
Everybody's talking about
well,
it.
Just get out of here.
Okay.
Well, that's Ed.
That's Ed. That's
very
our,
cool.
Our very first meeting with Ed McMahon.
The great Ed McMahon. Edward Leo McMahon.
Edward Leo Peter McMahon.
Now, Rob had dared me if it had gone south, because we didn't know how it was going to go right out of the break.
No.
We didn't know if he was going to be a tight ass or what.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rob dared me to bring up that Ed was a Marine fighter pilot during WW2, and today being, you know, being December 7th.
He got it in there.
He
got Pearl Harbor Day in there.
Yeah,
the Marine, the ex-Marine.
July. Not July.
That was another big spot where he lost his place when talking about the Christmas tree that would be up.
Consternation.
In December or July or...
And Harold Lloyd.
Before you would come out to see him, he would...
And he'd have people over and make them feel good. Christmas tree.
Harold Lloyd.
I don't care if
freak
you want
is Harold Lloyd silent
to...
movies, Jack. Charlie Chaplin time.
I don't care if you want to hit me in the face. If you see a Christmas tree when you come in the room, you're going to be happy.
Want to hit you in the face.
Small and low.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I have a question for you and about the website.
Yes.
Remember how, I'm sure you remember, but like a year and a half ago, your shows used to start off with that crank caller?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, is there any way, you guys don't seem to play that anymore. Is there a reason, or can you do any links on your website so we can listen to them?
Yeah, you mean that burping guy? Yeah, the main thing was he would always say stuff like that they should lick parts of his body that just have to be deleted out now.
No, the one who did stuff like, I thought you were referring to the secret sound of the day on Don and Mike, you douchebag.
What was the C thing yesterday that the guy said?
Filthy sea bag.
Filthy sea bag.
Bag, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, but I like it.
But it's, anyway.
Would you ever be able to loop that onto your website, though?
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah, sure.
He turned you into Jay.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You don't want to think about Johnny being good. Just think about Jay. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Dakota Fanning. Is Mike there?
Shut up.
Hi, honey.
Shut
Dakota,
up.
Shut how up. Are you, Mike and
shut
Ed?
Up. Shut up.
What?
My lips hurt real bad.
I love Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I was talking to Ed McMahon, and this, we met him at Heathrow Airport as part of a school group back in, like, 1988. Uh-huh. And he was totally lit then, too. But it was so sad because we had, like, about 50, like, high school kids talking to him, and he was so excited and so nice and everything. But he just kept talking so much that, like, everybody drifted away from him, and he was just kind of sitting there talking to himself after, like, 20 minutes. Nicest guy, but it was really sad.
That'll be me.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you.
That'll be me. That'll be me someday, just sitting there talking to anybody that'll listen.
Be kind and talk to
someday.
Mike.
That'll be you tonight. Tonight, Al Mera.
How you doing? Yeah, we had Ed on today. He's talking about Peter.
Ed's book is called Ed's book is called Here's Johnny, Ed McMahon, My Memories of Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show, Amazon.
The book is really pure class. It really is good. I mean, it's not like I didn't get a chance to look at Jerry Lewis's book at all, and I know there's a lot of me. There's a little bit of that, you know, when he talks about his career. Sure. But really, it's a tribute to Johnny Carson, which everybody that liked Johnny, you know, thinks there should be.
It's a tribute to the Son of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Johnny Carson.
Jesus.
JC.
As told by The Rock.
As told by St. Peter.
Johnny Christ. Jesus Carson.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. One, two, three, four. What a call. Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She's smiling what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
This. The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
We're going to take a shower, both of us. Just because we get
JC be good.
Yeah, this is going to work at the Grammys, the Grannies. Here are the categories that we have. We have the Grannies play against each other for $100 in each heat.
All right.
Now, the Grannies, when we get them on the phone, will have the choices of five categories. Physical challenge, racy, volume, common knowledge, or talent.
All right. That's the cat, and they each get to pick a category.
Wonderful.
And then once we get to the actual grandmas, we'll tell you what's involved in the category.
Very good.
And if the grandma decides she wants to change, that's fine. Either way, each grandma will have 30 seconds in the heat that she decides to compete in.
Fair enough.
Okay, very good.
For instance, if it's a physical challenge, and we'll tell you what that is when it comes up, we'll have all the grandmas against each other to see who does the best.
All right.
Whoever does the best in each particular heat will win $100.
Right. Okay, good.
So bear with me. The first thing we got to do is get a grandma on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike.
What if they all pick different categories?
Well, then they're all going to win money. I mean, just kind of bear with me.
Okay.
Right. This is not really anything that's written in stone.
Hey, whatever.
Not like the Olympics.
Like always.
It's going to work out.
Hello.
No, man. Get one of the old ladies on the phone.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Roseanne.
Roseanne, you don't like sound like a 70-year-old grandma.
How old is your grandma?
I think she's either going to be 89 or 90.
Whoa.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, hold on just a second. Now, is her name Edith?
Yes.
Does Edith know we're calling?
No.
We do that now. You got it, Robbie?
Hi, Roseanne.
Hi.
Okay, so, Roseanne.
Yes.
Assuming that we get your grandma on the phone to play Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Which category do you... Now, should we... We could either let her pick or let the grandma pick.
I think it's the best way to do it is let the grandma pick.
Uh-huh.
Then you tell her what the challenge is. Then we listen to her and we rate her.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now you...
So, you know, I mean, I know you want them to go head-to-head, but I think it's easier if we just get them and go one at a time and let them...
Oh, no, no, that's what I'm saying. Each okay. grandma...
Picks
will...
the thing, and, we, and then at the end, we pick we right. pick the finalists.
Pick the winner.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, don't forget, if you pick it too much, it'll get infected.
Exactly.
Okay, you got him? You got her? Oh, Rob's giving us, you know...
It's just kind of a sarcastic okay sign.
The old lady thing.
Ah.
Do we have your permission to put your voice on the radio to speak to Roseanne? Okay, hang on. When you hear voices,
beautiful.
Your voice will be on the radio.
Are you close with your grandma, Roseanne?
Yes.
Good. Ah, very nice. Well, then, let's welcome to the show Roseanne's grandma, Edith.
Hello, Edith.
Well, hi.
Hi,
Bella. Hi, Roseanne.
Now, Edith, are you aware that there's a show tonight on TV called The Grammys?
Well, I guess.
Yeah, well, it kind of sounds like Granny.
So we decided we'd have our own little show, The Grannies.
Now, we are going to put you in competition with other grandmas in a 30-second challenge. All you have to do is select which category you would like to participate in. Roseanne called and volunteered you for this game.
Edith, are you ready for the categories?
We'll try.
Okay, so you can either choose.
And you get to pick it. You get to pick whatever category you want.
You either get to choose the physical challenge, something you can do on the telephone, something that we like to call Racy and Randy. That's the second category.
Mm-hmm.
The third category is called Volume, Volume, Volume. The fourth one is Knowledge. And the fifth category would be Talent.
So, oh boy.
Which category do you think you'd like, Edith?
Give them to you again now.
I didn't get that first.
That's the beauty of
that's
the Grammys.
Okay. It's wonderful.
Yes. The Grannies. Either the physical challenge. Racy and Randy.
That sounds naughty to me.
Volume, Volume, Volume.
Mm-hmm.
Common Knowledge.
Just Common Knowledge.
Common Knowledge.
Common Knowledge.
Knowledge it is.
Rob, let's put 30 seconds on the clock.
Got it.
All right, now.
Good luck, Grandma.
Good luck, Edith. You're our very first contestant, and I'm very excited for you.
Grandma Edith, in backwards order, can you please recite the presidents of the United States, starting with the current president?
All of the presidents?
As many as
you can do in 30 seconds, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Bush, Kennedy. Bush, Clinton, Kennedy. That's about as far as I can go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yep.
It was a fine effort, though, Edith.
No.
Would you like to try another category, ma'am?
Do you sing? Any other talent?
Would you like to try?
She doesn't believe.
Racy and Randy?
No.
No.
No, okay.
No. That's our first contestant.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, and thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. There's no way she wins.
How many times was Kennedy the president?
It's true. It's a good mental twister, though.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Justin.
Hey, hi, Justin. Your grandma, how old is she?
She's 86.
86.
We're definitely getting the right age group for grandmas.
All over 70.
You close with her?
Yes.
Let me see. Robbie, you got it?
Mike, have you gotten my magazines yet?
Yes, Rob, I did.
What?
Wow.
I did. I got the Speedboat magazine.
Hi, I'm looking for Muriel.
Here we go.
Hi, Muriel. We have your grandson, Justin, on our radio.
Probably interrupted dinner.
Oh, no, it's too late for... I mean, John, it's almost bedtime, isn't it? Yeah, Mike.
Once the category's been used, is it eliminated?
Yes, it is, Mike. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She will no longer be able to recite...
The president's backwards.
Didn't she originally start with Kennedy? Or
yes, I believe so. It's a confusing category. It was a tough question.
And in order for you to do it...
First, we have to explain the game.
Do you have your permission, Muriel, to put your voice on the radio? Okay, hang on. When you hear voice...
Screw the FCC. God, they've slowed this show down so much.
It's Muriel, though.
You got her? All right, beautiful. All right, let's welcome to the show, Muriel.
Hi, Muriel.
Hi.
Hi, Muriel.
Hi, Granny. How you doing? What is the contest about?
Muriel, we have your grandson, Justin, on the line.
Hi, Granny. How you doing?
Explain it to you very quickly.
Tonight on TV, they're having the Grammys. We're having something on our show called the Grammys. It's a talent competition. I take that back. It's a
game of skill. Right.
Thank you, Mike. A game of skill.
Yes, a game of skill.
It'll be fine.
Between
I don't
have
a lot of skill.
Hold on, man.
Well, just listen, hear us out, and maybe you'll find something.
But between you and other grandmothers, it is a 30-second skill challenge. You can select one of four categories.
Okay.
You can either take the physical challenge, which is something you can do over the telephone, set the telephone down and try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take the challenge. Now, this involves nothing except speaking, which we call Randy and Racy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have volume, volume, volume. Or
volume, volume,
volume, P. Can you give her any kind of hint, Dom, what volume, volume might be?
No, I can't.
All right, I'm sorry, Muriel. I jumped.
And then we have talent.
And what's the last one?
The last one's talent.
So again, you can take the physical challenge, Randy and Racy, volume, 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 or talent.
Which will it be, Muriel?
I didn't get the last one you said.
Talent?
Talent.
Very good.
For 30 seconds.
No, tell me what the last one is.
Well, you've selected the talent category. We're going to tell you right now.
You've selected talent.
Please? I already selected the talent?
Yes, you did. You did select the talent category.
Because you selected talent, we will ask you to sing.
No, what is the last talent?
The last challenge, Muriel, is talent.
We're
going to tell you what it is. It is singing. We're going to ask you to sing.
Or do you want the wild card? The wild card.
Muriel,
don't pick the wild
card. Randy and Mason.
Oh, Justin, calm down, Justin.
Let me put Justin on hold.
Yeah.
Yes, Muriel?
Yes.
Okay, so you've selected talent.
Now, Muriel, here's all we require. And you, Justin, your grandson requires this as well.
Okay. For
30 seconds, the talent portion of the show. Sing us the song, "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine."
Go.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Da 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 da. I don't know the rest of the words.
Make them up.
You are bright and shining.
Oh, that's just
wonderful. Thank you.
You are my sunshine, whatever.
Whatever. I like the effort. Yeah. Muriel, I liked your effort. Good you job. Gave it the old college try.
Hold on, okay. Muriel. Hold on.
Tell him I'm sorry.
No, don't be
now,
sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I think Muriel was better than Edith.
Justin?
Yes.
What do you think of your grandma?
She's great.
She's great.
She's great. Okay, listen. What, Justin?
I think she'd be better at Randy and Racy.
Better at Randy and Racy.
Yeah, of course you do.
Hey, Muriel, how long has he been retarded? There's that ugly word again.
Yeah, there it is.
I apologize.
Terribly
that
ugly word.
Ugly word.
Yep.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes.
That's
everyone does.
That's a shock. Too bad.
Hold on, please!
Okay, I'm holding on.
All right, hold on. Get enough. You know what? We'll come back with another round of this because now we're down to simply the physical challenge.
And Randy and Racy.
Uh-huh. And the volume, and then also the wild card.
Wild card.
Hank Ruff just wrote down a bonus challenge.
Oh, of course. The bonus challenge.
You know, I don't know if we're going to give away any prizes or not. Like I said, there's really no real rules.
Delighted that we have grandmas participating in this.
For the Grammys.
The granny.
Excuse me, the granny.
G-R-A-N-N.
Yes, now don't all you morning zoos go stealing this bit for tomorrow.
This is ours. Okay. Even though it's in development, this is our bit.
Goddamn right.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Every
square inch of my glorious naked body.
Okay, now that wasn't my grandma. That's
what
all.
Have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
There's my grandma.
That's the grandpapa.
It's the grannies.
Yes.
Not the grannies. God damn, that's funny. hello there.
Don, try to contain your enthusiasm.
Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marcy.
Hi there, Marcy. And where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening. What's your grandmama's name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn. Do you have a phone number for that, Rob?
Yeah, I have two here.
Yes.
All right. Which number should we use?
Well, the home to try. I don't know where she is.
Thank you. Thanks for your participation.
Let's go here. Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
This is Julie.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Julie. You almost sound like Kathleen Turner.
Hello. Or Liza.
Oh, did you see Kathleen Turner is going to be on Law and Order tonight?
She really?
She's playing a defense attorney.
Lots of close-ups.
I've had the prosecutor.
What's happened to her nose?
Julie.
Yes.
Hi there. What's your grandmama's name?
Jane.
How old is Jane, Julie?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble. She's 71.
71. All right, very good. Youngest so far. Right, Jane, stop this crazy thing.
All right, Rob.
Rob's getting her on the phone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for the magazine, Rob.
So you've got a couple of choices here for her with the categories. You know, I'm looking for Randy and Racy myself. I don't want to influence the competition.
I know.
Yeah. We got the physical challenge.
We probably have to get to Randy and Racy before the competition's over.
Oh, definitely. Volume. Talent.
Why don't you tell some of the grannies that they'll get extra credit if they pick Randy and Racy?
I'm sure she'd be willing to.
Because it's totally subjective.
Any luck?
I hate to say this, but she hasn't made it to the phone yet.
Jane hasn't made it to the phone yet, Julie.
Hope nothing's happened.
She is, she's ambulatory, isn't she?
Oh, yes, okay, yes.
Thank you.
But she thinks about answering the phone before she does it, so.
She thinks about answering the phone.
She picked up the phone.
Don't we all in a way?
Mm. And then it dropped and the line went dead.
Oh, dear. That
was just
cruel.
A joke.
No worries.
How wonderfully cruel that was.
Hello there.
She's had a fall.
Horrible.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi there. Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Rochester.
Beautiful. All right, Chris, your grandmama, what's her name?
Janet.
How old is she?
73.
73-year-old Janet. Let's try to get her on the phone.
Go right ahead.
Calling Janet now.
Oh, he says go right ahead like he's daring us.
No. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Okay. I hope she hasn't been drinking yet.
Is it a good magazine, Mike?
It's fantastic.
Good.
This might be one of the best yet if she's been drinking.
Now, is she really a boozer?
Occasionally. When my grandfather decides to, he drinks a little too much 10 high and gets her involved.
I'm looking for Janet, please.
Here we go.
10 high.
This is Rob from the Don and Mike radio show calling on the advice of your grandson, Chris.
There you go. Oh, Jesus.
It's an interesting way of putting it.
He's going to kick my ass.
You want to do a grampy, do you?
What?
Oh, hold on 1 second, sir. Do you want to do a grandfather?
Sure.
Sir? Your grandson, Chris, called our radio show.
He'll have to do the Racy and Randy.
Yes.
He'll be all down for that.
All right, good.
Although, you know, no, that's really, well, at this point.
You've already given your blessing.
Yeah. It's not really.
It really would be quite a ripoff if he won, but we can just have him do it as an exhibition.
Yeah. So help me, he said, sock it to me.
All right, very good. What's your grandfather's name, Chris?
Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
How are we doing?
Hello, Frank.
Yeah. Hi, Grandpa. I am awake, Chris. I am awake.
All right, here's the deal. Sir, I don't know if you were aware of this, but the Grammy Awards are on TV tonight. We're doing something on our show called The Grannies. Now
The Grannies. We've had grandmothers on, but since I guess Janet wasn't available.
Pappy.
What?
Grandpappy's okay.
Well, we're gonna have you on as kind of an exhibition.
Now we have a bunch of categories: physical challenge, Racy and Randy, volume, talent, bonus challenge, and wild card. You've been pre-selected for Racy and Randy. Now, this is something that we will do off the air with you. Let me explain to you what the category is: Racy and Randy. We're going to have one more grandma do this to find out who's better at this.
Mm-hmm. You mean like the Racy and Randy category?
Yeah. What we'd like, sir, is different euphemisms for intercourse. Now, of course, we don't want you to say these words on the radio.
We would violate our license if we did that. This has to be done off the air.
We will put you on hold and let you talk to one of our Time Life operators for 30 seconds.
Depending on the number you come up with, if we get a grandmother to compete with you, if you have the most, you could be the winner and knock all the ladies out of the competition.
When it's time to report on the different words you've come up with, we will use initials. Do you follow?
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Frank, and we're going to put you on with Joe. Is that what we're doing this with?
Yeah, so Joe, would you pick up line four? Or, let's trust this to John.
John, all right.
This is not a job for Joe.
All right, we'll put John. John, are you there?
Yeah, John's on line four. All right, 30 seconds and go. Now, at this point, John is just on the phone with this guy's grandpa.
He's going to be writing them down as Frank comes up with his terms for making whoopee.
Love. Intercourse.
Sex.
Now, of course, you've got, F. That's a good one. Screw is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's BF.
Do the nasty. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Bone.
Humping.
I won't boning. Porking. And, hold on a second. That's 30. Stop
that's
there.
30 seconds. Stop him, John.
Stop it, Johnny.
Stop.
Bring the tablet in the dawn.
Now, here comes Grandpa. Grandpa, please don't say anything. The list is being brought into the studio. How do you feel about your response?
John, how did he do?
He didn't want to play.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hey,
Grandpa.
Grandpa's
killing me.
I got a big, fat zero.
Oh, so zero. Then you didn't play the game, Frank?
No, sir.
Why, sir? Sir, may I ask why?
No particular reason.
Okay, no, but you didn't feel like
I've got a mouthful of bean soup right now.
That'll do it.
He has a mouthful of bean soup right now. Didn't feel like buying it.
Love you anyway, Grandpa.
My pleasure, Christopher.
You do sound like you have a mouthful of bean. Nice chatting with you, Frank.
I think he's gone. See, old man.
Yeah, get mad at him.
You seem nice.
Thanks for the chance, guys.
Yeah, he agreed.
No, actually, Chris was the one that said, he'll say bring it on.
Right.
Bad call.
Okay, well, that's a bad grandpa. That's a very bad grandpa.
That's a normal grandpa right there.
Now listen.
I got a mouthful of bean soup. You call with that smut? You crap monger?
Buzz, I'm going to have to, you know what?
What?
I know there's important news, but today's the day we're just going to have to continue this.
Right.
One more segment on this.
We have to get somebody to play the Randy and Racy.
Yes, we do. And got it. Here's what they all are. A physical challenge will be sit down on the telephone and as many jumping jacks as we can hear you do.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Racy.
That could result in a fatality. That would be exciting.
Volume would be the grandmother who could scream the loudest.
Okay.
Talent would be singing. We've gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card. Tell us a joke.
Wow.
And then we have the bonus challenge. Tell us about your car.
Fantastic.
So
they love
that. So many good categories, but the problem is old people are so goddamn slow. And then you get like the grandpa on the phone.
Of course,
then,
you could also have, along with tell us about your car, tell us the best experience you've had recently at a restaurant.
He was
so nice.
So let's see if we get a real grandma to play.
Are we at the stage now that if we get a real grandma to play Randy and Racy and you're satisfied with it, that could be the big winner?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so.
I think that'd be nice.
Although the bonus challenge might be nice with another grandma as well.
Tell us about your car, dear.
We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia, also Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? The Tom Gavin Show right here. Fairfax, Virginia, it's snowing out there. Guys, watch the road. It's icy. It is icy out there, guys. Give us a call, 560-55. We're going to have Incredible Johnson coming on next after after these commercials, we're going to be running some PSAs.
San Angel, Weston, 94.5 WCXS, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes, that's right. WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there, guys? Today is my anniversary on my show today. Give me a call, WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? I got a special request. The people of it, WNVT, Channel 53 and 56. Fred just called in. Give us a call back, Fred, if you need any more requests. Yeah, hey y'all doing out there? This is the Tom Gavin Show. Everybody over there, Channel 53, can call 560-55.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese...
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Kim.
Hi there, Kim.
Rob.
What's your grandma's name?
Vera.
Vera.
Vera. I love that name.
How old is Vera?
84 or 5-ish.
Nice.
Yeah.
84 or 5-ish.
The buzz. Nice. Okay, hold on. Let's get her on the line here.
It's a state secret.
Tell him not anymore.
Here we go. We will tell.
Vera.
All right, Rob. Rob will get Vera's permission to go on the air.
You know how to handle her, Rob.
He knows how to handle my lady.
Sure does.
And Rob really wants it in this competition. There are a few categories left. Rob really wants volume, volume, volume.
Of course. He was telling us during the commercial that's what he wants.
That.
He wants the screaming.
Ah.
Any luck, Rob? Hold on. Ann? What are you doing?
Well, Vera's not here right now.
Vera's not here. Okay, oh. Sorry.
You teased us with that facial expression.
Well, you know, it, sorry, doesn't, it takes a while for
hello?
An older person to pick up.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
It's Jason.
Jason, excuse me, what is your grandma's name?
My grandma's name is Jean.
How old is she?
She is 75.
Jean, 75-year-old Jean. We're going to call her right now, see what category she wants. We're going to see how that works.
What, buddy?
Born in the lovely 33.
What did he say again?
I don't know. He said it very quickly. She was born in 1933. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I agree, Rob.
What?
I'm suspect of Jason.
Are you a crap detector, Zach?
No, not in that way, just that he's a handful.
Okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Now, this part is off.
What category do you want her to play, Jason?
Probably volume, volume, volume.
Okay.
Preferably.
I like Gracie and Randy myself.
That's what he really wanted. Either
Hi,
one.
Hi, Gene. My name is Rob Spiewak. I'm with the Don Mike Radio Show. And we have your grandson, Jason, on.
God, it takes so long to explain things to old people.
And
see, that's why we need more time tonight.
Right. Well, it just takes long to explain to anybody, you know. It's what he gets. I think it's a short explanation, but then it's the negotiating that takes longer with old people.
I think with young people, though, even someone as much of a pussy as Rob is, when it's time to get someone on the air, he'll just say, "Hey, Don and Mike would like to talk to you. Would you like to go on the air?"
Do we have Gene?
Got her? There you go. There you go. Forceful, Rob. Hello, Gene.
Gene?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, we have your grandson, Jason, on the line with us.
Hey, Grandma. Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Welcome to the Grannies.
We're doing something called the Grannies, which is kind of a stupid disc jockey takeoff of the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
And we have some categories in which you're going to be competing against other grandmas.
Oh, really?
And as a matter of fact, we can wind this whole thing up right now if you just participate in two of the categories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'll take you less than 60 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. First category would be volume, volume, volume.
And those are the ones that are left. What's the second one, Don?
Racy and Randy.
Racy and Randy.
I think, but we'll let her do volume, volume, volume first.
Okay.
And that would be simply, if you don't mind, ma'am, your loudest scream.
Oh, are you all right? Gene?
Do you need water?
Gene, are you all right, dear?
I'm fine, thank you.
Do you want to give that another try? and we'd like you to sustain the scream, if at all possible.
Oh, sustain it?
Sustain it, yes.
Okay.
On the count of three, you want me to give you a three count?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh my.
Such an effort. That's a wonderful effort.
I think we're going to have more luck with Racy and Randy.
I certainly hope so.
Still win this, Gene.
Now, ma'am, at this point, what we're going to do is put you on hold and let you speak to one of our lovely Time Life operators named John.
Okay.
We'll give you 30 seconds to come up with as many euphemisms as you can for intercourse. For instance, and don't worry, we won't repeat them on the radio.
No, we're not repeating any of them on the radio. We're just going to count them.
I'll give you one just as kind of a tantalizing treat. Screw.
That would be one, and there are many in our English slang that we have. And
so we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock now.
You will not be on the air, Gene.
Put you on hold to see how many euphemisms you can come up with for intercourse.
Good luck, Gene.
Good luck, Gene.
Thank you.
There's the 30 seconds on the clock.
All right. Well, thank you is a good sign.
Yes, it is.
Thank you is a very, very good sign.
Much better than the guy that was eating molasses
I must say I am cautiously optimistic that Gene may be our big winner.
Yep.
But I am very concerned about her ability to sustain a scream.
Smoker?
I don't know, but she seems to... She'd get to that point, and then it would kind of turn into a hack.
Yeah, but see, now we've got something at some future show.
You wished her luck, and she said thank you, and I grasped onto that.
Yep.
At some future show, we'll be able to go to all of these different categories. I like, tell us about your car, tell us about what you had to eat, and that's it, okay.
Let's see how Gene did.
Brand
and really,
results.
More than, I mean, what? Even if she got two, right?
Right, now here's Gene back on the phone. Hi,
Gene's
Gene.
Back on the air now.
And
John Norman's coming in. Oh,
John.
Dear.
John?
We got three.
Three.
Three!
Hey!
Three, did you write them down?
I guess not.
I can probably come up with them.
What are the initials?
They're all stuff.
Jot them down. Just jot them down.
All right,
jot them down.
Jesus Christ, John. Come on, boy. What are you, 10? Here you go. There you go.
And Gene, you're rocking. Way to go. Thanks for playing along with us.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a second. It's not over yet. The good part might be coming up.
We're going to privately review your answers.
Well, now, John, you didn't have to write these down. Okay, here's what she had.
Writing them out.
Now, we thought it would be F.
Right. Well, that's what we, that's the way our
horrible minds think.
That's us.
Mercy. You're a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
Together. Getting it on.
Yeah, all right, that's good.
Good one.
And compatibility.
Very nice.
St. Gene.
Yeah.
Way to go, Gene.
Gene, I might have gone to screw before.
We're younger.
Sorry. Yes.
Bang. Whatever the case. Well, you know what? You're the big wiener.
Just for playing along, Gene.
Right.
You're going to get $100, Gene.
Congratulations. You have won the Grannies.
Thank you.
Now let's bring your retarded...
Coming together.
Let's bring your retarded grandson, Jason, back into this. Jason.
Come on, you rock.
Are you proud of Gene, Jason?
Hey, Grandma, I love you so much.
I love you,
Jason. Oh, no,
that's,
no.
It all ends happy.
Yeah, Jason, let's see. What do we have for you? We have the MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City. Circuit City makes it simple to learn about the latest in home entertainment, like Samsung HDTV with DLP technology. Learn more at Samsung.com or go to Circuit City today.
And our thanks to Edith, Muriel, Jane, Frank, Marilyn, and Vera.
Yeah, we'll try this again sometime in the future.
Thanks so much, Gene.
Thank you. Hold on, Gene.
Okay.
Hold on, Gene.
Well, tell you what was the first one she had?
Together.
Together. I love
together
that.
On. But that's like a grandma would do.
Oh, together. You know.
Tonight and have some together.
I love it when she talks like that.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.